Hi, happy thing. Oh, fuck. I had gum. I can't come on the camera with gum. Again. Gum again? Gum again? Gum again? Hi, everybody. Welcome. Happy pre-Thanksgiving. I don't know how long this show's going to be today. Because... Well, you know, Thanksgiving, there's a lot of irons in the fire. I got a lot of fires in the iron, actually. So, we're checking in on our brisket. Just if you want to know. We're 80 degrees in the point. We're 98 degrees in the flat. We want to keep it. We want to keep an eye on it. Had to get up and take my dog to the vet this morning. I need a shower. I'm in desperate need of a shower. I'm a stinky, smoky boy.
Oh, no.
I didn't shower this morning because I knew I'd be grilling, and what's the point? I just reek of smoke. So what's the point? Dr. Cream Jeans is not on our high roller list. But we'll get that updated for next week. Yeah, the dog's fine. It was, not a big deal. And then I went to Starbucks and got her a pup cup. You ever get the pup cup? You ever get the pup cup? When I go to Starbucks and grab myself a coffee, I get my dog a pup cup, which is basically a shot glass of whipped cream. It makes the dog feel like they're getting a coffee. And then I had to give my dog a bath because I got family coming over. And, you know, you want your dog to be fresh. Pup cups all the time. No, my dog gets like 3 a year. Maybe. Maybe. It's not a, like a... It's a rare treat. Maybe 2 a year. But she did so good at the vet. She was such a good girl. We got her a little something. We have an executive producer today, Clifford. Where you at, Cliff? Where you at, Clifford? Don't be like Zool McCool and miss your EP day.
Where you at, Clifford?
You son of a bitch. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the Chad Zumach debate from last night. Go check that out. My channel, Cardiff's channel. You can watch it anywhere except Chad's channel. Which is, again, another brilliant stroke of marketing on behalf of Chad.
Nobody's going to watch it on my channel.
You got that right. Normal rules. Oh, Clifford is here. Good. Good on you. How hard is it for that guy to cook Thanksgiving dinner? You know what I mean? I'm the one-armed man. We're on watch. Chad, look, I don't think this is going to happen. I think Chad's bored. So when Chad's bored, Chad lies. Chad thinks lies are content. So Chad tweeted out today that he's going back to Mersh's house this afternoon, which would be smart. You know, the police did ask you to leave. So why wouldn't you immediately just go back? To Mersh's house. Seems like a smart thing to do. Chad's brilliant. We have an exclusive today regarding Chad. And then we're not going to do much Chad content. I see the people in the chat. No Chad Wednesdays. Don't do Chad. Please no Chad. I hear you, but if Chad shows up at Mersh's and starts streaming, don't think we're not going to cut to that immediately. So you be on the lookout. I'll check. I'll be watching for a notification, but if you see Chad go live, you let me know. But we do have a very exclusive Chad-related bit of content today. You're not going to believe. Something we've talked about before, but I received in my email last night, from one of Chad's moderators. Holy shit. Holy shit. It's going to be good. We're going to have a good time. I hope you're having a good week so far. Hit the like button. We're hitting the like button. We're hitting the like button. Bugle me this. For you to buy that slow wife a nice pair of legs pantyhose so she'll look presentable and not embarrass you at Thanksgiving dinner. That would be nice. That would be nice. She'll get a run in them by noon. She'll get a run in those pantyholes.
One time, me and two girls shared a magical pair of jeans over one summer. We discovered love, heartbreak, and the oddly specific midlife wisdom of their newest friend, me, a 50-something dude named Chad.
Is that the sisterhood of the traveling pantalones? Dan G with $100. Dan G, of course, we were talking about Dan G yesterday when we were watching the and if the customer has AIDS, early super tip on the IHOP training video. Fantastic. Fantastic. Dan G, living legend. Happy Thanksgiving, Patrick. I've been watching the replays lately and you've been killing it. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody watching. And, this time of year, we're supposed to reflect on what we're thankful for. And I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. You know, let's put the grift aside for one day and just be thankful for stuff. Okay?
When I ran up to that random woman yelling like a maniac, that's called content, dude. Take notes. I'm sick. Ah, ha, ha, ha. No, like, deranged.
Okay, good point. Queaver Sutherland, or it's back to Sutherland now. Nobody said no more Chad. We want you and Potato chatting. Well, we'll do a little bit today. We'll do a little bit today. Again, I don't know how long today's show is going to be. It might be 2 hours. It might be four. I don't want to speak too soon. I don't want to promise anything, and I don't want to Juggernaut, thank you for the 100. Sorry, 20 gifted memberships from Juggernaut. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And Brian PDX gifting 5 memberships. What a good start out of the gate with the old memberships. You guys must be giving thanks. You guys must be giving so many thanks. F Thanksgiving. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? All right, you want to see my exclusive? This is crazy. Just real quick, while we're covering Chad. We've talked about how Chad has his moderators basically have to approve chats. And I've talked about, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that existed. That when someone chats in Chad's chat room during a live show, he has so much filtered, and the moderators have to sit there and approve almost every line of chat before it shows up in the chat room. Would you like to see, from a moderator's point of view, what it looks like to be a mod for Chad? It's not like G-Rob in our chat now. It's not like Little Lemmy. It's not like Tiff. It's not like Moody, where they're basically just chatting and enjoying the show. These guys have to keep their head on a swivel and stay busy over there. It's crazy. Look at this. I got some screenshots from a moderator over on Chad's channel. Bink. This is what it looks like to be a mod for Chad. This is what it looks like when you're a mod for Chad. Hold on. Let me move this over. This is what it shows up like. Call Ray live. This message is held for review. Liar Chud. And a moderator has to hit show or hide. Get drunk, wet brain. Show or hide. This is what he doesn't want showing up in his chat. This is what he's afraid of. This is crazy. every little comment has to be gone over by a mod. Filthy Rican, show or hide. Oh shit, show or hide. Chad lies, show or hide. He wants everything filtered. He wants every fucking chat to be monitored and moderated. Does this, you wonder why Chad's chat is not, you know, diplomatic. Phil, like, hold on, that's, we already looked at that one. Fuck around Friday, LOL, you are Mersh, show or hide. You loser, show or hide. This is the stuff he's afraid of. This is the stuff he's afraid of showing up in his chat. It makes no sense. What's the... Oh, wait. Did we already look at this one? Hold on. I thought there were four of these. Maybe I drugged some of the same ones. Anyway, that's a glimpse. That's a glimpse of what it looks like to be a Chad moderator. So if you're ever a mod over there or begging for a wrench over on Chad's channel... Jesus Christ. This is the guy who says, I don't block anybody. Exactly. This is the guy who says he's not afraid of anything. How many filters can you have on your channel? Go get drunk, wet brain. I don't want that showing up. Liar Chad. I don't want that showing up. You're a sad sack, Chadley. I don't want that showing up. Please moderate it. Please, guys, get rid of these guys. Get rid of these guys in my chat. Mason in Portland.
Love you, Doom. Can't wait to be in this clip.
Oh, my God. Love you.
Love you, Doom. Can't wait to be in this clip.
I doubt it'll be a clip. It's just a short little thing. It's just to show you what's going on. Mason in Portland. I'm thankful for Melton in the morning. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm sorry it's the afternoon, okay? I'm sorry, Mason. You guys need to stop harassing me about Melton in the morning. Go screw.
What will happen first? I get arrested or someone shoots me. Anyone want to take bets?
Anyone want to take bets? I doubt anybody want to take bets. Anyway, maybe it will be a clip. It'll be a very short clip, that's for sure. That's what it's like to be Chad. Chad's a giant pussy. Chad's out of ideas. And that's how scared Chad is of you. That's how scared Chad is of you and your chat. Just so you can see the back end of what it looks like to be a moderator over on Chad's channel. Fucking bananas. I can't imagine living like that. What a pathetic, pathetic dude. Speaking of pathetic dude, Bink. Whew. Charles Chance been cranking out the shorts. This one's called Cunnilingus is Next to Godliness.
Greetings and salutations and hello and how do you do and, well, yeah. Hi, it's just me. Charles Chance, Fat Chance in Vegas. I was watching some of my old videos, it was like, and I was fucked up. One of the last ones that I actually got a response to was, I was describing how I met a girl, an 18-year-old girl here in Vegas. She's from Venezuela.
I don't like the look of it.
I met her at the green room or some shit in, like, North Las Vegas.
For people who don't know, the Green Room is a swingers club. It's a famous swingers club here in Las Vegas. He met an 18-year-old Venezuelan girl. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of the Green Door. I think he means the Green Door. Sorry, it's called the Green Door. I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying, though. I'm pretty sure that's what he's talking about. Oh, boy.
It's like, I got, like, I've got it all down. But I met her, met her on Tinder, and I rented a room, and, you know, she showed up and, you know, just basically, you know, climbed on my face and rode the fuck out of me.
Thanks, Pest. Thanks, Pest. Imagine Pest correcting me. Imagine Pest correcting me. Pest's latest clip is like the Potts Town debacle. He thinks it's Potts Town. Two words. Get your own house in order, Pest. Get your own house in order. It's Potts Town. Potts Town. It's not a town of pots. How dare you, motherfucker.
Oh, well. That was it. You know, I don't know what to say. It's like, you know, she got her rocks. I didn't get mine. It's like,
wow.
I think the second visit that she had, I did try to have, you know, kind of have sex, but she was just, you know, she, eh.
Beta.
Didn't happen, but anyway, Kalani. Kalani from Venezuela. If you remember me, give me a shout out. You know?
Oh, boy.
As you guys always know, my favorite catchphrase, cunnilingus is next to godliness. Peace out, Boy Scout.
Fuck.
Hi, guys. Fat Chance in Vegas. Charles Chance, Fat Chance of Vegas here today. Giving you a 3-minute rundown. Yeah, 3-minute. I have been working on comedians that I think are funny. Right here. Yeah, I wrote it down. Okay. Yeah, actual prep. I know. It's amazing. Because you guys already had witnessed. Let me see here. You already seen unfunny comedians right here. These are comedians that I actually think are funny. I'm going to make a video on it. It's going to be...
He's been promising this forever.
Much longer than 3 minutes. I do want to address issues going on in the internet world, which I occupy. One, I bought a ticket for Hackamania. Paid full price. Bought the VIP. Yo, not a grifter. Two, I don't know if Comicsgate and Hackamania and the Dabbleverse and all that is like some kind of weird thing, but
I have no clue what Comicsgate is.
Yeah. Comicsgate is kind of, you know, something's going on. I don't know. I don't involve myself in too much drama. Little drama. Okay. But anyway, I will make a nice full-length video on the comedians that I think are funny.
Do it!
Comicsgate. Yeah, fuck, whatever.
Yeah. What a burp.
I like all of them. Everybody get their panties in a wad.
What the fuck?
But stay tuned, find out, and love y'all. Peace out, Boy Scout.
The more that I look at my hair, the more I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, get the fuck ate out by a older guy, which is cool. Yeah, it was like, yo, she made out with me, and she just jumped on my face and just rode it like a rodeo champ. You know, fine by me. And then she left. Then I was like sitting there, laying in the room, going, what the fuck just happened? You know, I was like, I didn't know. An hour or two later, I got another call. She wanted to come by again, and same thing. Kalani, you know, I'll put her picture up in a thumbnail.
We got to find Kalani. Don't put her picture up.
Yeah, I don't know how to share, you know, photos and all that. I'm working on a very weird thing. Yeah. He's a machine. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Great story, bro. Bert Kreischer? Not funny. Robin Williams. Wow. As soon as I mention that, oh, hell.
Yeah.
I never thought Robin Williams was funny. He never was funny.
Wow.
You know, Mark from Work.
Based.
Whatever. Any of that bullshit. It was like his coked out comedy was never anything that I actually liked. Never liked Robin Williams. Just didn't like him. You know? Trust me, I've seen cocaine. I've liked cocaine.
Okay.
But, you know, Robin Williams plus cocaine plus a stage. He's in me. Hi, guys. Getting ready to do a video on comedians that I like. I've already did my comedians that I don't like, so check below for that one. Peace out. Hi, guys. I know. I'm being lazy bum.
You're going to bend your glasses.
Laying down 7:53 p.m. I was informed earlier that I was off by 12 hours.
Yeah.
Which happens when you don't go outside that much. But you can check previous videos. Where actually am outside and, you know, at the local neighborhood Walmart. But anyway, I'd like to thank you all for liking and hopefully subscribing and
hit the like button.
I want you all to, you know, leave comments in my, you know, leave comments below. I generally, you know, reply, you know, I'll talk about, you know, whatever you guys want. It's like I'm on an uncomedian, unfunny comedian rant. It's like,
can you imagine running into this guy at the green door? You just hanging out at swingers clubs?
I wrote that shit out. It's like, you know, I wrote out, you know, comedians that I didn't think was funny. That is not even close to, you know, all the comedians that I think. All the non-funny comedians, you know, totally not even close to scratching the surface.
Do you think his mom lets him in the house for Thanksgiving?
Comedians that I do think are funny.
What is that bell?
They're going to be...
Your pizza rolls are ready.
Obscure, and they're going to be topical, and they're going to be like... Whoa, shit, I forgot about that guy. I forgot about that guy. I forgot. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm going to pull deep in the, what I consider funny comedians. Maybe you will. But, peace out.
Not for me yet. He has me blocked and can't see this. Did you get me his docs? Just answer with a...
Hi, guys. Charles Chance, Fat Chance of Vegas. It's been a minute. I know. I'm just putting all kinds of bullshit videos online, you know. I go without for a while. Then I just do video. I think it's because everything, you know, it all gets pent up inside me. You know, right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably time that I, you know, just cut off the...
Yes!
You know, cut off the...
I bet it would be like Queer Eye on the Straight Guy or whatever. Like, there's a world where if he gets a haircut and got, like, a refresh, he'd be like a handsome older man. He's not ugly, except when his eyes roll back in his head and he's burping. He could be a decent looking older guy, right?
Cut off the goat. You know.
Well, you look like an old talking tree with this hair.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll grow this.
Like, I think for Hackamania you should show up in a suit with like, you know, well groomed. And you'd blow people away.
You know, grow my sides and, you know, grow everything. And
just Jules, you'd give him a shot if he was all cleaned up. Lady Slug said, okay, you have sex with him. And I'm not.
And then at Hackamania, maybe I'll, you know, you'll see me, you know, fully scrubby.
I want to start doing that. I want to start doing Melton makeovers. I'll fly to your town. We'll take you out for a haircut. We'll get you cleaned up. We'll buy you some new outfits. And we get you looking fresh. Melton makeovers coming soon. That's my new 2026 special.
Like, as in you can see in the previous videos, the thumbnails, and then come down. You know, clean shaven. You know.
Shut up, Matt Fechtel. You're going to be the first guy. Yeah, we'll do Panhandler first. Panhandler's fine.
But anyway, guys, I appreciate everything you guys have done. All the nice comments. Everybody's been good to me.
Give Cardiff a makeover. We just fixed that scar on his potato filter.
You know, few people shit on me. That's fine.
Was her name Kalani?
That's fine, man. Like, trolls gotta be trolling.
Yeah.
And like it.
Yeah.
So.
Peace out, Boy Scout.
Peace out. Boy Scout.
Why are you kissing Boy Scout?
Hi, guys. How you doing? I know. It's been a minute. I do these things in spurts and spigs and whatever.
What the fuck is a spig? Is that a slur? Terms of service.
I plan on going live. And one hour and 15 minutes. Plan on going live 6 p.m. Las Vegas time. Don't hold me to it. But if you guys check in, I'll watch all the scrolling, you know, of my five people that actually watch me. Got 122 subs, five or six people, you know, that probably watch me. I'm not Patrick Melton, you know.
Come on.
I don't have his massive audience.
Oh yeah, massive.
I do like Patrick. Patrick, hilarious.
Wow. Maybe I'll make the list.
Shout out to Patrick Melton. Nobody likes onions. I like onions. I do like onions. But whatever. Like, just wait till 6. See, yo. See what you can see.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Boy Scout.
Boy Scout.
Peace out, Boy Scout. Peace out, Boy Scout. Hit the like button. You know?
Your job as a mod is to make me look super sick. Make me look way cooler than Melton or the potato.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what he's going for.
Take a shower, Melton. You stink.
I bet. Sorcerer, I'm thankful for this terrarium of insecurity. Yeah, must make a psychiatrist feel great. Mark Davis, a spig is a half Mexican, half Newport. Got it. A spig is a half Mexican, half Newport. Just Jewel. Charles just reminded me to beat my kids this holiday so they won't want to live with me through their 60s. Fuck. Oh, boy. This is a big one.
Hi, pal. Can you send me Omaha steak salmon burgers? I'm so hungry. My hairbrush girlfriend is gone. Uncle Tito's here, but he has an advantage over me. I'm funny. Have a panderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, DK. We're on 10909. 10909. So the next one's 11010. Wins. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
So, y'all, today is kind of like a little vlog day. Mm-hmm. Mama's wanting to do all her Thanksgiving food shopping. Do you got, like, ideas of what you gonna get?
I got some. Mm-hmm.
And we always shop at Walmart. Like, we live at Walmart.
We do. I mean, we go to Walmart 4 or 5 times.
We're a great value people. I guess if you had to describe us, we're great value people.
week, it seems like.
So, right.
And you don't like this one.
What is Walmart scary? Y'all, we in Aiken. So y'all hold about? Your purses tight. Hold your purses tight.
Y'all, even the wheels.
Okay, so I'm going to get the ham that we've always used.
Right.
Okay, because Grandma Ruby used to cook this ham.
Oh, God, I forgot this. They buy this, like, spiced canned ham for Thanksgiving.
Ham all the time for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, I mean,
it's a tradition.
It is. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay?
All right, what ham is it?
It's going to be this right here.
Oh.
It's already cooked and everything.
Right by the pig's feet.
Stop.
Oh, need enough for everybody. Oh, you might as well get the rest of them.
They're cleaning them out. It's $3.88 a can. It's $3.88 a can for this generic spam-like product. And it is right next to the pig's feet. Holy shit. He was not joking. It's right next to Big John's pig's feet. Cooked, cured, bone in, ready to eat pig's feet. You ever think about like how much stuff is in the grocery store that you walk by that you never even knew about? Like, obviously I knew about pig's feet. We've all seen Friday. I want some pig's feet. This stuff is just on the shelves, and you walk by it every day, not thinking anything about it. But there are people who go into the store looking for this. They want it. They're like, excuse me, where's your pig's feet? Do you guys have Big John's brand pig's feet? Big John.
Whew. No, I think 4 is going to be enough. I think we're good with 4.
So what was your plan this year?
Dom will get this instead of a turkey.
Mama.
She's buying spam turkey instead of cooking a turkey. I didn't even know they made this. Again. Turkey spam instead of making turkey.
Well, no turkey.
Why not? It ain't that hard. You just throw it in the oven.
And it takes all day to cook.
I don't eat spam.
It's oven roasted turkey. Why not?
I just don't like the texture of spam and like the flavor of spam.
Josh, then you can eat the ham. How about that? I mean, if they don't want this, they can have that.
Hawaiians really love spam, unironically.
They can have this. So that'd be plenty.
So, y'all, Mama just picked up, what is it? A premium young chicken. What makes it premium?
I don't know.
What you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna put it in the microwave.
With that.
Yeah, they're trolling. This is rage bait. You're going to microwave a whole chicken?
That microwave cooker?
The microwave cooker we have.
I bet if you could air fry it, it'd be pretty good. I bet if you air fried a chicken, it'd be pretty good.
Chicken did turn out really good last time.
I know it did. That's why I'm making it again.
So now what you got? Turkey gravy?
I got turkey gravy.
I thought they only made ketchup. Hell.
Well, no, they make gravy.
You going to put that on the spam?
Yeah, I'm going to put this on the turkey over there.
Mama, what is that?
Three bean salad. This is some southern shit.
Three bean salad.
They look like the same beans, just different colors.
How did I get that? Imagine being so lazy that you can't make this fresh.
Beans that color. They dye the beans.
I don't know what they doing.
That's that red 40. You ain't supposed to eat that. And y'all, Mama found this hot honey carrots. I hope that ain't spicy, because I can't.
14 cans of spam, 1 can of hot honey carrots.
You don't eat carrots, do you?
Sometimes.
Do you?
In chicken noodle soup.
I wonder what her piss smells like.
Be good in chicken noodle soup. Make it, give it a little spice to the chicken noodles.
Yeah. Yes. My diced potatoes.
Right.
Yep. Okay. And
so macaroni.
The macaroni.
Gravy.
Turkey.
Look, they got those Chick-fil-A potato chips like Kiana was eating on that cooking stream with her ugly mom.
Hang on.
Oh, hell, we should have made a list.
I know.
We just picking up stuff off every aisle.
We're winging it.
So what'd you almost forget, Mama?
I almost forgot my pineapples for the pineapples, mayonnaise, and cheese.
Not the pineapples.
The pineapples, mayonnaise, and cheese. We saw her make this.
Pineapples. Y'all, we also got the apple pie filling to make the apple pie mac and cheese. Because I don't think we've made it like 3 or 4 times. It's so good. But has anybody else tried it? Jennifer?
They ain't nobody else.
Nobody's tried it yet. We're about to blow their mind.
They're going
to
be surprised.
Their whole world rocked. So now what's she thinking?
The mock apple pie
with the Ritz crackers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Yep,
I think that would be good.
That was better than any real apple pie I've ever had, and it didn't even have apples in it. All right, y'all, we think we got everything, or if we didn't, we just could run to KJ's, or if not,
yeah.
But now we're on a mission to look for what
I need, one of those like 36 gallon trash cans. I'm going to turn into a watering trough for the pigs.
Oh, yeah. That looks like the trash can I got in my house.
Which one?
Oh, wait, no. That's the same one I got in the house.
That's the same one you got.
I just use an outside trash can inside. I mean, hell, why not?
Yes, I need one of these.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's for the pigs.
Yep. This is gonna be for the pigs.
Imagine having pigs and buying canned ham. You know, like I grew up, we had pigs and cows and chickens and stuff. Eat those. There's nothing better than killing a pig and cooking it. It's fucking delicious. It's crazy that you have pigs and then you buy that canned ham. This is wild.
What's that? Mama, Cheez-It gingerbread kit.
No.
We gotta get it.
That's crazy.
Whoa. They didn't have all this stuff when I was a kid. Look, Oreo, Candyland.
I've told this story about my dad. One time, the first time my dad let me shoot one of the pigs. And I put the gun right between its eyes and pulled the trigger, and it didn't kill it. And it just ran around squealing. It took like 3 more shots. It's the most terrifying memory I have in my brain. It was it's just this pig running around our property trying to get this bullet out of its head. Oops.
Barbie. Hershey, Minecraft.
I don't know. I might have cried. I don't know. I don't even remember. I was in middle school. Yeah, we definitely did need a bigger gun. I think it was like a 22 pistol. It did not get the job done. It did not get the job done. How are you not vegan? I don't know. Have you had bacon?
Minecraft. That's a cute one.
Ooh.
I still hear them, Clarice.
Reese cup one's good. Get that Reese cup.
You want a Reese cup one?
Oh yeah.
It's a chocolate gingerbread house.
Mmm. Look, I'm so hungry right now. Everything sounds good. Get it.
Hold on.
Yeah, I think Noah liked that one.
I think Noah would love this one too. Yeah. So let's get that one. Look, we're gonna have a competition. Everybody's gonna put together their gingerbread house. Is what we're gonna do.
So we got the chicken, got the ham, got the turkey, got
the macaroni apple pie.
Right, got
pineapples, mayonnaise, and cheese.
Right, got the canned veggies.
We got the gravy.
Ritz cracker.
Got some socks there, I see. Is it Keanu's birthday again?
The mock pie.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. What else do we get?
I feel like this is the fundamental stuff, and then if we need anything else, we can get it from KJ's.
Right. And I got my bucket.
Got your trash can.
KJ with 20 gifted memberships.
For the pigs.
Yeah.
And
got my new bath mats.
Mm-hmm.
Got those.
We got these gingerbread.
You hear that, KJ? They're coming for you.
Houses that we're going to do.
Hell.
And we're going to do these soon. So we can.
You're just hungry, ain't you?
Yeah, I think we got like the main.
So you're happy with this Thanksgiving grocery haul? You think this is.
Right. So far, yeah.
Oh, you ain't done.
Well, I mean, if we think of other things, like you said, we'll get it at KJ's.
Right.
So, but yeah, I'm good. I am.
Now, why do they always put you on Thanksgiving duty?
Because everybody's got to work.
Right. What can Emery bring?
Well, she always brings her lima beans with mayonnaise.
Right.
If this is all a work and somebody's writing for this show, it's brilliant. She always brings her lima beans with mayonnaise.
Is what she always brings.
Oh, Jennifer can bring those cream cheese bite things she makes. Those are good. Oh, we didn't get no stuff for brown rice.
Well, I'll tell Jennifer to bring it. Because I'm not staying in the kitchen all day on Thanksgiving. I hate to tell it to you. I'm just not doing it.
I don't know. I'm already stressed.
My wife's really ahead of the game this year. She made the gravy early. She's chopped up all the veggies for everything. She's really been on it this week.
No, it's not stressing me out. We're not going to do that.
You ain't stressed out, Mama?
No.
No.
Not at all.
You going to throw the stuff in the oven and go on with your day, ain't you?
Lima beans with mayonnaise.
I'm going. We're going to open it up, get it hot, and that's going to be it. So.
Okay, y'all. This was just a little Thanksgiving shopping vlog. Is that what we're going to call it?
And if you want to. It wasn't much of nothing, but it was something.
Yeah, I mean, you know? It's just, yeah.
The bigger question is, what's for lunch?
Right.
I mean, we have like 100 places to choose from, so we just got to pick one.
We want to do a PLR today, but I forgot the dang chairs and table. So we got to find somewhere with outside eating or eat in the car.
Again.
Anyway, we just want to bring y'all along. That's all I got. I hate how iPhones, look how overexposed this is. iPhones are freaking trash. They suck. I hate iPhones.
I love how you say that every time, but you always get one.
iPhones are trash. Okay, y'all. We're going to go find something to eat. Okay?
And we might see you there.
Look, a lot of it might be fake, but you can't fake how cornball they are. That's a fact. Oh, fuck. Bugle me this. Josh, pitcher or catcher? Your thoughts. I don't speculate. Tamara Ann. Yes, we do love our Spam. I make a lot of dishes with it. My family loves it. I would try Spam again. I don't think I've had Spam since I was a kid, but I would try it again if it was made like into something by a person who knows what they're doing. Only by a Hawaiian, I think. I would do that.
Mama just reminded me of that time when I was on a bus in the Korean War, and I made this lady smother her chicken to keep it quiet because the Chinese were invading. You're not going to believe this, but it wasn't a chicken. It was a baby, and the baby was dead, dude. Messed me up for a while, but I am all better now.
Good to know. Bo Beats Black Sheep, thank you for the gifted membership. 26 gifted memberships. On the 26th of November. Double feature, shall we?
But the horizon is straight, though. You see that?
Maybe.
Y'all.
Look.
Listen.
Look.
I don't know what Josh was thinking when we went into this place.
I was thinking, wow, this will make a great title for the video.
I'm glad I saved room from lunch.
Right. We had chicken salad chick. I got the barbecue and the...
Josh! Excuse me.
I got the barbecue and the Sassy Scotty.
What was the Sassy Scotty?
It's the bacon and ranch one.
You got buffalo, not barbecue.
Oh, hell.
I just got your plain old classic and then one with pickles and
focus.
Eggs in it.
Okay.
So, yeah. We both got the broccoli salad and pasta salad.
Yep.
Look, that broccoli salad in there, y'all, is to die
That's
for.
Pretty good.
It is so good. But then he picked up this piece of... this big block of white chocolate cake.
What was I thinking?
So I was like, okay, well, we ain't got to eat it. We'll take it home.
The reason We didn't eat it. Today...
Yeah, they have 900,000 subscribers.
We are doing nothing but cakes. And I walked straight up in there. I said, I want one of everything.
One of everything? And how many...
So they serve their family Oreos and Reese's and Hershey's. And then they go get fresh cake for themselves to gorge on at the park.
Reese's, is it?
Oh.
We got like...
10?
Maybe. 10 or 12 different cakes in here. Did she give us a fork?
That's why I said you had to wash your hands from touching that dog. So, y'all, I've never had nothing but cakes before. Have you?
Yeah, I have. They usually do, like, on specialty flavors. And Melissa...
Is this a chain?
...usually gets them for me. And then me and her does.
By the way, I'm missing the Super Tip board meeting today for this show. And Moody's excited. That's where Moody is right now. Moody was like, finally, we're going to have a meeting where Patrick doesn't scream at me. I was like, sorry, my audience deserves it. My audience deserves a show. And I can't sit through another meeting where Moody tells us it's almost ready. We're so close. We're so close. Shades Cal says it's good. It's a chain.
See, I've never had these things before, so I didn't know how many flavors they had or
I was surprised
options or, yeah,
at how many flavors they had.
So I was like, hell, give me one of everything.
One of everything?
Why not?
Let's see which one we like the best.
She rung them all up separately, but she was like, dang, if you get the box, it's you get one extra one and it's cheaper.
How does that work?
So we said, hell, give us the box.
Give us the box.
Oh, oh.
Why does it look so complicated? Oh, my God.
And this is double stack. Double stack.
This thing is that full. And I feel so bad because it ain't like we're going to sit here and eat all of these.
I don't feel bad.
The thing I think, the thing about miniature desserts like this is I feel like they're dry. Like a Bundt cake will always be more moist than a miniature Bundt cake, right? In the same way that like a cake... Like a slice of cake is almost always better than a cupcake. There's something about miniaturizing things that makes them worse. You ever had mini M&Ms? It just throws off the ratio, you know? I like maxi, not mini. Look at me.
I'll take them home.
And do what?
I'll eat them.
Not those. Those are good. I mean, yeah, it's possible to... I'm just saying you got to watch it. Like, when you make cupcakes, it's very easy to dry them out, right?
Oh, yes, lemon. We'll start with lemon.
All right, so this is the lemon one. Mm-hmm. Let's go in with this one first.
How are we going to do this?
Hey, are we just going to have to go
Lady with... and the Tramp it. Lady and the Tramp that motherfucker.
And like a donut. Oh, it's super moist. Oh, my gosh.
They're going to eat 12 cakes right now.
Oh, and it's cold.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it.
This one is so good.
That's it. We can end the video right here.
Why not? That is so good.
Oh, yeah. That tastes just like a lemon pound cake. Mm. A really good lemon pound cake.
So good.
Fishing for a pickle, eh?
That's a solid 9.2.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't hear, Matt Mead is suing me. So, fuck.
9.5. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we're going in with strawberries and cream.
Oh. We need forks.
So bad, y'all. So bad.
Oh, I want this icing right here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, give me some of that white stuff.
I thought I liked that lemon.
Mom, we're only on number two.
I know. Wait till you try that.
Oh, did your finger touch right there?
Eat it.
Because you was petting that dog.
I don't know.
And then they just bring these Bundt cakes home to their family with a bite out of them?
That's a 9.52.
Oh, shit.
I don't know which one's my favorite. And this is only number two.
9.4.
That one is really good, ain't it?
Oh, hell.
Don't eat all the icing. We gotta save it for the cake.
Hold on.
I say let's just stop right there.
Oh, yes. Woo! Close my eyes. Pick one. Classic vanilla.
That don't sound fun.
Because we just had the classic chicken salad from Chicken Salad Chick. Mama was not impressed with it.
I was not with that
The classic one really just don't got no flavor. Oh, hell. These are all super moist and
they
thick.
They are.
I like that.
Josh likes some thick, everybody.
Very solid. Very classic vanilla.
Very.
That's very solid.
I get that one on 8.
I wonder if they just go give these out to the homeless. Like the muffin bottoms in Seinfeld. Like, nobody wants this. You took a bite out of it.
This Josh sure is a fruity motherfucker. Mom, May! Happy Thanksgiving. Patrick, you onion scumbag.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give it 8.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
I'll match you 8.
I love when they suck their fingers.
I want
to
go.
Only 25 more to go.
They do have some gluten-free cakes.
Oh.
This one is lemon raspberry.
Now, what's gluten?
I don't know.
What's that mean?
I have no idea, but I do know some people can't have it.
But what is it?
I don't know.
Oh, that one's pretty. Oh, let me lick the thing.
Don't.
Gluten talk.
Oh, that's so sweet. That hurt my tooth.
It's okay. I think the classic vanilla is better than that one.
I'll tell you right now, I can tell there's no gluten in that. It's not as moist and it's not as thick as the other ones.
Oh, but, like the texture?
Yeah. But hell, maybe if you're used to non-gluten stuff, maybe it's good. I just don't know what a gluten is.
Me either. I kind of feel like I would give that one like a 7.8.
I give a 7.5. Let's do this one. White chocolate raspberry. Ooh.
Wait.
How many? This is number 5.
Number 5.
Out of 11.
We ain't even halfway there. You're thinking about it.
Do you think he brings his boyfriends to Thanksgiving? Mama, I want you to meet Reginald.
Yep.
Hey, Mama. Mama, this is Carl. He does a podcast.
Ain't got no flavor.
Mm-mm. It's pretty on the inside, kind of like that vanilla one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't taste the chocolate.
I don't taste nothing.
I'm going to 7.8 with that one, too.
This one, hell, 7. What did I get the last one? 7.5. I'll get this one a 7.6.
Okay.
It just didn't have no flavor.
I'm going to pick this one.
I've been saving that one.
You've been saving this one. Pumpkin spice. Yes.
That's the one we got an extra one of.
Right, we got 2 of these.
This is what this one looked like.
Hey, Cardiff's kids. By the way, Cardiff's kids sent me selections. We will be having a line of Cardiff's kids shirts in the store. They're fantastic. This face. Holy shit. He's digging his fingers into that, and it looks like his nails are dirty.
Y'all, my hands are all over this thing. Oh, yeah. I need about 14 of them. It's very, it tastes very, like, holiday-y. Mm-hmm. Like, it tastes like November. How about, we went to 7 Brew. They done cut off their pumpkin spice menu. In November?
It's like a weird hick Ebonics that they speak. They cut off their big bub. Right? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Absolutely. All across America.
Huh? Okay. Worth it? Let me work it. Put your bundt cake down. Let me twerk it.
Yeah, that one's good. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's real... I don't know. It's real pumpkin-y. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a carrot cake, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I'll give it a 9.3.
I can't watch them lick their fingers. This was a mistake. Clicking on this one was an absolute mistake. Let's get into the main locales of the day today.
I'm going to read one more comment. So BYB podcast, okay? I'm going to dabble and watch. It's like, you can leave if you don't want it. But this is, as always, this is not about dabbling. This is about, like, the dabble verse, that line about Tukey, you know, it makes me
hilarious.
It makes me like that part of the dabble verse. Okay. If you, and I'm asking,
Brennan's super chatters are some of the funniest people.
The fact that they continue to do a show where they don't finish any thought, like neither one of them can finish a thought now. And they're constantly talking over each other.
Without a doubt. Ever. Without a doubt.
Meltons and Big Reds are violent, vile people. So yeah. Big difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And say we want about Kev, but he's, we've said that. He hasn't.
Imagine thinking I'm violent. Imagine how much of a pussy you have to think I'm violent. Like, honestly, it says more about you than me. If you think I'm violent, you are a pussy. Because what? Like, no. Big Red, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Because you're always flexing on camera, showing off them muscles. Me? No. I ain't violent. Goes to Mr. P, why don't you ask for my artwork? Cardiff's Kids approves of it. Well, I don't like taking advantage of the mentally ill. Right, Mr. P? Ghost of Mr. P, who also sent a $10 Venmo to me today. Somebody's feeling the Thanksgiving spirit. Violent. What a pussy. Do your sup. Sup with you. Sup with you. Traumaton. 10 months. Oh. Get back to me when you hit 12. Crowdcat, thank you for gifting a membership. That's 37 memberships. Ah.
Kev's just Kevy being Kev, you know, and he gets paid to read super chats because it's fun to make Kevin laugh.
It is.
It really is. You're doing something there. So when they said, yo, are you sure? And Chad told the cops, I'm certain because I didn't think Mersh was asleep because I can confirm he had just super chatted to Tukey.
Did you make sure you told the officers that you knew Mersh was awake because he had just super chatted Tukey that morning?
It is,
okay.
It is so hilarious, and they're making fun of themselves. Then it's like, I get it. That's the good part of it. You know?
Here's the thing, Gino. Here's the thing, Gino and Keanu, that you guys, every time you come on your show and you crow about something, Gino was right. I know what's going on. Gino was right. You're almost always wrong and stupid. Mersh has said, I won't super chat a show that has super tips. I'll super tip. It's somebody else going around with a fake Nightwave account making super chats. They were doing it to Karmic. So Gino and Keanu's take, again, which, you know, you can almost guess that if they have a take, it's wrong. God, these guys are so pathetic. They get busted every time. Gino was super chatting Tukey during his show. Busted. Oh, it's like I say, these guys are just owning themselves. Or Gino, you have no idea what's going on ever.
You know what I mean? But the thing I would say about BYB podcast is, I'm sorry if you're a, like, I think he started that podcast, BYB, because he liked In Hot Water so much.
Now he's disgruntled.
Yeah, and I honestly think he gets mad at me. Because
is that true, Quadfather? You started BYB as a fan podcast to In Hot Water? Is that true?
I think he gets mad at me because he's like, well, no, you, it's like, you're wrong. So He sends me a thing. He's like, have an offer for you to have a chance to earn $100. I mean, I would have been insulted if he's like, hey, I'll give you $100 to come on. I'd be like, why? Right. But he wrote, have an offer for you to have a chance to earn $100. Come on, BYB, for 1 hour. Interested Wednesday, Friday night. This is where I go, you forget yourself and you think I'm ready to go. I'm like, and I write, ha, ha, ha. I don't know what's funnier, the $100 or then in all caps, the chance. Don't ever talk to me like Ray DeVito again. I said, don't ever talk to me like Ray DeVito again. I'm sorry that we were never anything but honest with you when you loved In Hot Water so much. When you started BYB and now you believe the lies of the Dabbleverse so much that your show devolved into part of it. And you,
Gino, people talk to you like you're a poor loser because you're a poor loser. That's just what's happening. Don't act like you don't need $100 and like $100 isn't good enough for you. You know that you're the guy that had to sell trash cans earlier this year, and you would still have that gig if you weren't fired from it. You know you're the guy who had to sell grills on TikTok earlier this year, right? And you would still be doing that if they were willing to pay you. But they were like, ah, this guy makes gray burgers and doesn't know how to flip them without them falling apart. We could probably get anyone else. Anyone else? You are Ray DeVito. You are Ray DeVito. Both you and Ray don't know how to work a grill. So, both you and Ray are not too good for $100, and neither one of you knows how to grill anything. We watched you flip burgers that were gray and wet. And they fell apart. This imagination you have where you're like, I'm making money. We do very well over here. You do? Again, I'm not the playboard guy, but let's pull it up just out of curiosity. I have no idea what Gino makes in Super Chats. I have no clue. How's he doing? Gino Bisconti. Gino, he's not even on Playboard. He's not even on Playboard. It's not even coming up. Let's go look at Gary Biscayne, see if that works. No. He's not even on Playboard. Holy shit. I've reached my daily limit in searches. Oh, you can only search 3 times? I mistyped Gary Biscayne and retried it. Now I'm locked out. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, he's not monetized. Fuck. If only there were a solution for that.
You think I'd jump at shit money to be on a shittier show? No offense. And I write, oh, and I cannot wait to share this text, which I'm doing. And he goes, not my idea or money. I don't want you on BYB. Yes, you do.
Classic Bisconte behavior. I can't wait to share this text. Cool, Gino.
Oh, my God. Is that why you send us the link?
And you do. And not, stop. You do, because watch this. I'm the newest lol cow.
I'm the newest lol cow. Thanks, Stalin19.
You want the lol cow. I'll be glad to tell everyone that someone offered you $100 to speak. I'll do it for you. I'll be glad to tell you that someone offered you $100 to speak in complete sentences or thoughts for an hour. Yeah, you can't afford me. Because we know you can't, retard. You're an embarrassment, flat broke Gino. Peace sign. All right. Okay.
He shouldn't be this angry about you.
Yeah.
I don't think BYB is doing a show about how Gino was mean to him. You're doing a show.
Shouldn't make him that
angry. Where, if you think for a chance, this is where he embarrassed himself some more. Guess you're having a hard time adjusting to the new world. Yeah, we're having fun with it.
Here's the thing, because, you know, Moody and some of these guys, they like to do sentiment analysis on shows. Ask yourself this question when you're watching these shows. What's the vibe? Is it defensive or offensive? Is it defensive, or are you having fun and being offensive? You, Steel Toe, Karmic, the whole show is just defensive. Defensive. Trying to clear your name of things people said about you. Who cares? Again, like, aren't you pro comedians? The whole vibe of your show is defensive. And they said this, and they said that, and they said this, and they said that. Yeah, Garrett makes a good point there. The vibe is unemployed.
Tonight, got a surprise for you, 2LOL. And I wrote, here's something that will not be a surprise to you. We don't watch your show.
Yeah,
you know, just have fun, my friend, like you used to. And I go, you know, what I put, hold on, sorry. I'm having trouble scrolling down. God damn it.
Gino can't scroll.
Ian Quadfather, who doesn't have functioning legs or brain, nailed it. And I'm so sorry, Quadfather. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. You know I'm busting balls over here. Just have fun like you used to. That sums it up. These guys aren't having fun anymore. They're miserable.
Can't scroll. Go read a book. I'm like, you know, when you started the show because you enjoyed, I said, have fun. You know, like when you started the show because you enjoyed what In Hot Water was so much. And then I put an emoji of a giant laughing cow because I'm a lol cow. And he got me good. He wrote, at least you know you're a lol cow. Yeah.
Roji says Gino does watch BYB. They watch all these shows because him and Keanu are always in the chat arguing with everybody in all the shows. It's insane.
No one, I've never, and they're like, you're saying it wrong, because no one in New York says lol cow.
No one
in a comedy club says lol cow. No one in a comedy show says lol
cow. No, only lol cows say that nobody says lol cow. Only you and Chad make fun of people saying lol cow. It's a thing. It's a thing. Primary characteristic of a lol cow is lack of self-awareness. Who says lol cow? The internet. The internet says it. Nobody says that in comedy clubs. How would you know? When was the last time you were at a comedy club? The basement of a Hyatt is not a comedy club, Gino.
Cal, no one. And then he wrote, have fun. He circled. Of course, I always circle my YouTube number, which is 16 watching it. I don't care. I think we had 50 or 60 at most today.
I don't care. I don't care.
And he put, keep whining. Keanu, am I whining?
Wow. Keanu, am I whining? Ah. If you have to ask. Hey, Keanu, am I whining? Am I whining?
Honeys, we be fishing for a pickle. Hey.
Fishing for a PUH pool pickle. Hey.
Cooter caving for a carmcumber. Hey.
Carmcumber.
This is really Mersh. This isn't an AI voice. Chad scared the living bejesus out of me. I had to super chat Tookie to let him know I was awake and scared for my life.
Patrick is lit and powerful.
I'm not. Keanu, am I whining?
We had 50 or 60 at most today on Rumble. I don't care.
So he's like, people always circle the number of viewers that I have at like 16. I don't care. And I had 50 or 60 at my most today. So you don't care, but you want to set the record straight. Got it.
And he would keep whining. Keanu, am I whining?
No.
I thought I was. Anyway. And now make sure you see this. It's going to be like, you shared my text. Stop it. What is wrong with people?
I don't know. You guys attack people for sharing texts. And nobody shares more text than your collective over there. I guess that's what's wrong with everybody. You attack people who share texts, and then you share texts. What's wrong with everybody?
Oh, Gino.
Sorry I did that.
Old cow.
But I mean, like, and I'm telling you, I'm going to defend him. He's acting out because he's a little embarrassed. He's like, oh my God, I did talk to Gino like he was Ray or Shmuel Buckman.
Ugh.
Hey, here's a chance for $100.
Well, and guess who is going on the show tonight? So it reads Comedy Beef with Ashley Cummings and Ray DeVito.
Do you know why you're not Ray DeVito or Shmuel Buckman? They're on the come up. Now, again, you'd never, ever catch me watching Shmuel Buckman. Embarrassing. But those guys are gaining traction in the Dabbleverse. Your career is at an all-time low, and your reputation is being damaged on the daily. Those guys are doing objectively better than you and your wife. That's a fact. That's a fact. So, again, is Shmuel Buckman, who gets more viewers, Shmuel Buckman or Gino? I don't know. If I had to make a blind bet, I'd say Shmuel Buckman because Gino gets single digits most days. So it's just a safe bet to bet that Shmuel Buckman can beat that. But Shmuel Buckman's coming up.
I wonder if they have a chance around it. I hope they get it. Hey, let's root for them. Let's cross our fingers. Whatever.
Look at this.
Well, hold on. I'm
stuttering
on
John really.
Yeah.
Anyone in my chat could start a YouTube channel tomorrow and get more viewers than Gino. That's the fact, and that's crazy. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even joking. People in the chat recognize some of these chatters as some of the funniest people in the Dabbleverse. That's a fact. Beloved Chatter, Cardiff's Kids, for God's sake. Anyone of these people could start a show tomorrow. No joke, no cap, no, not being ironic. Painkiller could start a show tomorrow and crush Gino Bisconte. Think about that, Gino. Think about that, comedy veteran. No joke. Oof. And by the way, I'm not trying to insult the chatters. I'm just saying anyone in the chat Dabbleverse chat could start a show tomorrow and crush Gino and Keanu's numbers. Think about that, idiots.
Oh.
And that's the other thing I love. They're like,
How dare you?
And it takes two of them to argue. We're not losers. I'm not a loser, right, babe?
Feel that.
And I'm cranking it out to him. Like, and I hate to say this. I like when you go on Stuttering John's
show. I like doing his show.
Because we're all like
funny and kind. He's over
it. He's over it. They're like, and I don't hate when but they're like, oh, your parents.
Finish a sentence.
So we're not. We did one show with Stuttering John.
Right.
Like, and let me tell you, that was a courtesy. And I remember doing a show and Stuttering John's like, I'm in town. Clip this. Want to do a spot? He literally said, hey, I'm in town. You want to grab a drink? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get many offers. You got to take what you can get. Yeah, if Stuttering John was at a club and I asked you if you want to do a spot, you'd be like, fuck yeah, I haven't done a spot in New York City in forever. That'd be awesome. Fuck yeah, I haven't hung out at a bar and drank with a friend since Anthony Cumia moved. That'd be great. Do you think we don't believe that? You think that's clip-worthy? Gino Bisconte would accept gig. News at 11. No shit, really?
having a drink, I'm pretty sure, with Anthony this week. And I'm sure we'll laugh about me hanging out with Stuttering John, but he won't be like, I forbid it. He's like, yeah, he's over it. Like, go on.
No. Like, no, this, you chose a side, and now you are no.
Oh, they're like, yo, you.
Having a drink with Anthony this week, I think.
And I look like, now that you, Anthony, miss you, done with you.
Do you think John cares that we like Anthony? He doesn't. No. He has his own problems with Anthony. You think Anthony cares that I go on John's show and you stop by, or that we did a show with Stuttering John?
Do you think John cares that they showed a clip of me and Anthony when I first started on, like, who told you John was a piece of shit? And he goes, you did, Gino. Because you know what? Back then, John was a piece of shit.
Who is this for? Do you think they get done with a show like this and they're like, we feel better? We feel like we're not losers now.
I said we've lived many lifetimes. There is a Stuttering John lifetime, I would argue. You and clip it where he's like, I'm done with all this. Crazy. Stuttering John's really embracing his life. By the way, much like I'm adjusting. Like, this is what we do now, and I gotta tell you, life's good. Life is good.
It's almost like somebody told you, like, whenever you tell a lie, don't touch your ear. And he's like, life's good. Wiggle, wiggle. Life's good.
Like, this is what we do now. And I got to tell you, life's good. Life is good.
This is what daddy do now.
You know? But they're like, oh, look at this. Like, and again, these people dig through the internet trying to get gotcha moments on us. Why?
We don't have to dig far. Look at this freeze frame. Ha! Ha!
Because they think we're like, can't take it down. Oh, God, what are we going to do?
Oh, my God. I peed in a parking lot 9 years ago.
Oh, God.
Oh, God forbid. I thought that was it. No, it was on my mom.
At least you're over it.
Facebook. We were having a goofy moment.
Yes.
Gather yourself, please.
Am I whining, babe?
But again, it's like, why do they? I don't get what they think. I don't. Like, I will say
no shit. Again, you simpleton. You don't ever have to announce that you don't understand how we think. We know. That's what we've been pretty much making fun of. You and your wife are idiots. You and your wife are milk brains. I don't get how they think. Yeah, I guess just, you know, when like I'm doing something or I'm saying something to my dog and I can tell she's really trying to understand what I'm saying, tilting the head. She really wants to know what it is that I'm trying to get across to her. That's Gino and Kiki looking at everything in the world. I don't get how you think. I don't know what you're trying to say. Yeah, you're not capable of it. You're not capable of it. Your whole brain is full of sawdust and toothpaste. And it's not even minty.
I hope I'm right. If I'm wrong, then it won't be the first time about the Dabbleverse. But that, can you find that? Can you find that thing? It's on my page can read it one more time. The clip or the screenshot of Kevin Brennan laughing. And look.
What?
You know, of the Tukey, can you confirm, Mersh?
Did you comment on it?
Yeah, just go to my feed.
Don't yell at me.
Get to my...
Don't yell at me, Gino.
Then, by the way, why is it so funny? Is Stuttering John really your...
I don't know why that is.
It's so funny because it's like, it's just ridiculous.
It's such a silly thing to say.
This is...
Can somebody make a picture of Gino and Keanu as dogs with their heads tilted?
Absolutely, in a nutshell. Super chat of Saturday's Matinee Show. Thanks for that. Shout out to JinMac86. Chad, you clarify? What's that?
JohnMac86.
JinMac, J-I-N.
It says J-O-N.
Oh, then he typed it. I'm reading the top. JohnMac86. Chad, did you clarify to the police that you knew Mersh was awake because he super chatted Tukey earlier? Let me explain something. That's comedy writing.
I don't...
Let me explain something. You've missed it again. Gino, you're not even involved in this. This is between Chad and Mersh. And you're so desperate for a win that you're running around going, oh my God, we caught Mersh. And you didn't. You don't even understand what's happening. Someone's impersonating Mersh in Super Chat. Again, you didn't have to get involved in this fight. But it's almost like you're drawn like a magnet to losing. It's almost like you see an opportunity to take an L and you rush over to take it. Look, I'm not involved in the Mersh and Chad thing, but God, it's so embarrassing what Mersh did. You missed it again, Gino. You missed it again. Thank God you jumped in the ring just to fucking lose.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Mersh is up till 6 or 7 every goddamn night. No, anyone who knows Mersh knows that it's not improbable he was asleep at 2 p.m. Holy shit. And we're supposed to trust you with our football picks? Grow up. Goes to Mr. P. Jimmy the Black Horse's rides on these two.
Yeah. We are cooking our Thanksgiving pigeon on a hibachi outside our bedroom window.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
That is comedy writing. Did you explain to the police, put it back one sec, because I already forgot it.
Because if and
I
don't
wanna,
know, if
I they, want to give this brilliant comedy writer credit. What were you saying?
If they don't know, Chad took a walk and showed up outside of Murray's
house. Yes, thank you. You're right. You're right.
So... And then I guess eventually the police came, but Chad, I don't know what you're doing. Don't show up at people's houses.
Yeah. Chad, did you clarify? What a great word. Did you clarify to the police that you knew Mersh was awake?
Clarify made Gino pause. Chad, did you clarify? Clarify? What a great word. What a great word. Clarify. Whoa. Three syllables.
Because he super chatted Tuki earlier. Yeah. And again.
What a great word.
He paints the picture of him telling this to the police.
Well, look, I knew he was up. Awake. Yeah, what? I knew he was awake because he super chatted Tuki earlier. Who's Tuki? A puppet?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly the next part. Like, you have to visualize him going, who's Tuki? And Chad goes, The puppet, don't you know? You look at the cop like he's more, and you go like, the puppet, you know.
Yeah, idiot.
Woo. Woo. Unreal.
What does Patrick Melton know? He is a failed comedian. I was on Legion of Skanks several times. Yes, because Legion of Skanks was on Daddy's Network at one point, but I'd like to think it's because I'm a successful comedian. Unlike Melton and these other Dabbleverse guys, like Shuley, what do they know? They are failed comics. They don't do shows anymore. So what, they make money online. So what, Shuley has a successful show and makes thousands of dollars a week. So what if Melton has money and super tips that one day he will sell and be a millionaire? He's still a failed comedian. I am 57. I live in New York City and I still do shitty gigs for $50 a night. I'm living the life. I'm having fun. I am a fucking winner. Right, babe?
Yuck. 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 Doy. Bing bong bing. What did you ask?
We pay our own way. Awesome, 57-year-old. Papabola, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. All right. I think I should take a bathroom break because the next segment is going to be lit. So let's pull up a shorty from our boy, Richard Leland Neal. Just a shorty. Just a shorty. And then we're going to dive into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Richard Leland Neal, and this is an intro to one of my Battle with Beelzebub series. Battle with Beelzebub being named after a fly infestation, as Beelzebub is the Lord of the Flies. Can I get some flies, please? I do believe that the internet trolls of the world Would like a little more flies so that they will have more to make fun of. Can I get some more flies, please? Indeed. Perhaps even more flies would fit the bill. Yes, here we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have suffered with depression my whole life. I've never been a very clean person because of it. And then I suffered a terrible injury, making it difficult for me to stand or even sit for long periods. That and a horrible bout of depression led to my home falling into a state of extreme disrepair. This is fairly common in the modern day. Junk services are proliferating and many things happen, but this led to a fly infestation, which I have since taken care of, but I've given you more than a great example of. And as I found, the most efficient method for me to clean my home was to sweep everything into a basket, bring it into this room and sort it, thus making it so that I did not have to bend down to pick up every item. The internet trolls appeared like mushrooms after a rain and decided to try and drag me down. Under the guise of helping me, people decided they had to make my decisions for me. And this is a form of abuse, because in the end, I'm the one that has to deal with my decisions, and not them. So know that there are two things about this video that are unique. One is that for every 10 videos I film, I am only permitting myself to render one until my home is clean. And two, I am avoiding cutting my hair until my home is clean. Therefore,
until my home is clean, I will remain filthy.
At which time I can film an intro showing a definite difference between myself and the person of the past in the video cleaning their home. So if you wish to help me in my
is that bacon in the background?
Pursuit of battling with Beelzebub, you may comment on this video. Watch it in its entirety and perhaps even share it with your friends. I do not require your advice. And for those of you who wish to give me advice, this would be my challenge to you. Give me $10,000 in a month. If you're willing to put your money into my problem, you have the right to argue your point.
Okay, this is a reaction to me. I just realized this. This is about me again. This guy's lost.
After a month of me being able to take the time off work to address the dirtiness of my home in its entirety with enough money to purchase any item I might need to clean it, if my home is not clean, we'll try your suggestion. Otherwise, I would bid you to mind your own business. Anyway.
Tell it to the flies. Holy shit. Imagine living like this.
On with the video. All right, lady.
What's going on with this hair? Oh no.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is part of my Battle with Beelzebub series, which I'm not going to bother explaining because that seems to have gotten boring to all of you. But,
take off your shirt.
This is the happy thought sequence. I have a bunch of empty boxes from cat food cans in my house. I have lots of empty cat food cans, and I am clearing out the cat food cans. And for every two boxes of cat food cans, I come in here and talk
about... donate a dollar to United Way. What?
About something happy, because people are like, Richard, you're just an incredible downer. Oh, woe is me. My life is a mystery. Oh, can't you see that I'm at the start of a really big downer?
You can go call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus. And guess what? I love Nanerpus. You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus. And guess what? I love Nanerpus.
All right, so I'm going to write this one down so I don't forget that I did.
This hair. I'm not going to cut it till the flies are gone. I wouldn't cut it at all. It looks like you're running out. I'd preserve every bit of it.
I have eliminated toxic people from my life.
Do you hear the cats eating while he writes?
All right. I mean, look, okay, I spend most of my time alone, right? My nearest relative that I'm willing to speak to is in Ohio.
Tell Chad about him.
I don't have a lot of friends, you know, and they're not close either. And even if they were close, I really don't have the money to be spending a lot of time with them. I mean, it's like, yeah, one of my subscribers, pretty much a friend of mine, good dude, name is Phil. Yeah, Phil, you're probably watching this. Yeah, we've been meaning to actually,
somebody feed Phil.
Actually, you know, like meet each other. Like he lives not far from me. And it's been like, hey, you know, dude, let's come together for months now. Never happens. I have a $25 gift card for In-N-Out. Been burning a hole in my wallet for 2 years.
Whoa!
YOLO!
Humble brag.
Years. I mean, come on, guys. All right.
How, can you imagine somebody not wanting to hang out with me? I have a $25 gift card to In-N-Out. I've had it for years.
Well, that's sad.
Come on, guys. That's the most insane story I've ever heard. God, my friend won't even hang out with me.
You're probably watching this.
Yeah,
we've been meaning to actually, like meet each other. Like he lives not far from me. And it's been like, hey, you know, dude, let's come together for months now. Never happens. I have a $25 gift card for In-N-Out. Been burning a hole in my wallet for 2 years. I mean, come on, guys.
Oh, that got me. Oh, that got me. Come on, guys. You're fucking up, Phil.
Me? And it's been like, hey, you know, let's come together for months now. Never happens. I have a $25 gift card for In-N-Out. I've been burning a hole in my wallet for 2 years. I mean, come on, guys.
Oh, that made me choke.
All right, well, that's sad, but you know what? I got rid of the toxic people.
You know? I gotta see the... Come on, guys.
Well, never happens. I have a $25 gift card for In-N-Out. Been burning a hole in my wallet for 2 years. I mean, come on, guys.
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, that's great.
All right. Well, that's sad. But you know what? I got rid of the toxic people. You know, I used to live with my family and with my brother and sister.
See, that's the thing. This guy just hasn't made time to hang out with him, so he's toxic.
And they hate
Richard Lee Lanille blames everybody in his life for everything. He takes no personal responsibility.
Me, they treated me like a slave. And, you know, I remember when my brother moved out.
You're the worst slave. If I had slaves, my house would be clean.
I was like, wow, he's not coming back. And at first I was like, no, this is Tad. I was thinking of calling him, okay, come on, Paul. And then I was like, no. What am I talking about? I wanted him to leave. I'm here alone. I can sleep naked in the living room now.
So can I, but...
It is so wonderful! There are disadvantages, sure. I mean, I can't, like, take off for 3 days, but then when am I going to take off for 3 days, you know?
Where am I going to go? Ohio? In-N-Out?
I don't have anyone to feed the animals for me. So, yeah, I mean, that's a problem, but... You know, to be completely honest with you, toxic people are still toxic, and no matter how useful they may otherwise be, they don't make up for their toxins. So eliminating the toxic people from my life is a good thing, you know, and I should be thankful that that's happened. So yeah, you know, I mean, I'm free. Well, freer, you know? And that's just one of those things. Is that I come in here, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know, like, well, let's look at the good side. And the good side is, yeah, you know, I'm alone. Don't have anybody holding me back. I have things holding me back, but not people. So, didn't remember I had a coffee filter. I need to wash this. Stainless steel coffee filter. Anyway.
Keep us posted.
So yeah, you know, one of those things we always have to ask ourselves is, what is the bright side of any situation? I mean, you know, it's like the other day I showed up at work and they didn't have the key to let me in the building. And that sucked. But it does mean that I only worked essentially for an hour and then got paid for like 4 hours. So I mean, at least there's that. But yeah, you know, I mean, I still have lots of these boxes and I still have lots of cans in my house. And I'm going to keep making these videos until I have found all the boxes I can reasonably find.
Why don't you open a pet store that just sells cats and flies? You ever think about that?
And filled them with all the cans I can reasonably find. And that amount of time should actually be enough for me to fill up an entire new box with cans. And then there are two more just in this room. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Two more empties here. So I got to get these filled. And I will be back with a positive thing as soon as humanly possible. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. I'm Richard.
Who should be commenting, liking, and subscribing? You should be commenting, liking, and subscribing.
Should I? Should I, though? Goes to Mr. P. Yep, I'm Satan. Keep him. No deal.
I'm making a sequel to There's Something About Mary. But instead of jizz, I'm putting cat piss in my hair.
Might work. East Coast Ubiquity, goddamn, he makes me feel good about myself. He should.
His name has a real serial killery ring to it.
Yeah, that's true. Richard Leland Neal. It's always these three named guys.
Melton, can you please do your roachy impression again?
Haka haka!
I need to hear him. I need to hear him talk. Hold on, I'll look up some roachy.
Well, young lady, if you would like to continue this conversation over a delicious dinner, I happen to be in possession of a $25 gift card to In-N-Out.
He doesn't talk a lot on the videos, right? Where do I gotta go, BYB? Or does he have his own channel? BYB. There's a roachy voice? Ooh. Oh, no. BYB is going live in 2 hours. What, to stick it to me?
Hey, whatever. No, it's good. It's good.
Rochi's not even on this. I can't. Make him call in. And then maybe. But first, it's time for the saddest Thanksgiving ever. Set 16-minute intro.
Tell me now. It's me, Kiki. It's Keeksgiving. Can they see me?
Smoking in the kitchen again.
Can they feel me? Do you think? Let's check. Welcome, welcome to Cooking with Kiki. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. If you think,
Yeah, it's fixed. I do think it's fixed. And I don't think it's fixed like your old man would say. It's pro wrestling. It's pro wrestling fixed. That wasn't the question?
That wasn't the question at all. That's my sous chef / husband.
Sous chef. Sue everybody. It's in the Dabbleverse. It's S-U-E chef.
S-O-U-S.
Oh, for two.
It means lesser chef.
Oh, for two.
It means the lesser chef. I'm the head chef. Hi, it's Keeksgiving. And if you think, don't say anything, I'm going to be making a turkey, I'm not. Want to know why?
You can't afford one.
In the South, we fry a turkey. And I don't think we should be frying a turkey here. So we're going to make very...
Oh, yeah, I was going to say there's not enough people smoking in the kitchen. Get a cigar, Gino.
Elevated, sassy, and chic sides, all of the fun sides. We're not doing your normal green bean cat. Also, do as we say, not as we do. Should we do a light like this one? Like that one? No.
No.
That's better?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's cuter. Okay.
This is going great.
Great.
Are we cooking any of this shit or just getting drunk?
We're making elevated fun sides for Thanksgiving. And we're cooking. Look, I already have the sweet potatoes cooking. If you think we're making your regular green bean casserole, we're not. We're making.
What are you making? Two sweet potatoes? Look, the sweet potatoes are already cooking. Get an Instant Pot.
Making it regular green bean.
I like regular green bean casserole.
Well, I have a way to elevate it. And also, we're not doing that Campbell's soup can slop.
I like Campbell's soup can slop.
I like it if it's a Warhol painting. But we're going to...
Elevated sides.
We're going to make an actual green bean casserole. Then we have sweet potatoes.
That's what I have when I'm in the middle seat on an airplane. Hey-oh!
Marshmallows. And we have... We're making stuffing. I've been drying the bread for days. Just days now. And what's the last thing? Oh, Kiki's crackaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's good. With fresh crack from the neighborhood.
You don't have to be that way. This is serious.
I went down to 115th and got fresh crack. That would have been better.
We're making Kiki's crackaroni and cheese.
With fresh crack. I just went down to 115th Street. I fucked it up.
Get out. Just get out.
Oh, wait. Moody, turn on the Rochi voice.
Hello, Governor. This is Rochi, innit? This Kiki on the show saw an image of her James Blunt. Got me all sixes and sevens. Chip, chip, cobber. One chip butty with extra brown sauce. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Mark Davis. I bet their place smells worse than Richard's. It's probably a tie. Imagine your husband sold trash cans and you throw your garbage on the floor.
Hi, kids. Hi, McGuinevere.
They didn't give you one?
Yes, the pot is boiling because there are sweet potatoes in there. I had to get them going or we would be here all night.
No one wants that. So, 1 million Kiki bucks for everyone here. 1 million trillion Kiki bucks. I'll do something radical. And let's get started. I'm starting with the sweet potatoes. Want to know why? Because those bitches are... they take a long time. The oven is heated to 350. Luckily, Curtis John got all of these pans and things.
Imagine how much electricity they waste. They heat their oven like 3 hours before anything goes in it. Like, she's so fucking slow. This was Sunday night. And she's like, we're making all our Thanksgiving sides. It's like, yeah, I don't know if they'll be done by Thursday, but.
That can go straight from the stove into the oven. But the potatoes are in there. I chopped them. They look like this. Oh, they're going.
Place your bets on whether this ends up on the floor. I haven't seen this.
They're the sweet potatoes. These are my cooking pincers.
Just dripping shit all over the floor.
Ooh, ah. So we're softening them up a little bit. And actually,
the oven is set to 350, whereas Mom Donnie calls it 1941.
When she said the oven was preheated, I was like, Gino's going to make a Jew joke. And he didn't. But here it is, minutes later. And now I have to go back, even though this is over 2 hours long. I have to go back and see if he was thinking of that joke this entire time. I have to go watch Gino now to see if his slow hamster wheel brain was turning that entire time.
They take a long time. The oven is heated to 350. Luckily, Curtis John got all of these pans and things that can go straight from the stove into the oven. But the potatoes are in there. I chopped them.
He's thinking.
They look like this. Oh, they're actually here. These are the sweet potatoes. These are my cooking pincers. Ooh, ah. So we're softening them up a little bit.
Time for me to make my big joke. Here he comes.
And actually,
the oven is set to 350, whereas Mom Donnie calls it 1941.
You don't have to be that way.
It's really cranky.
You really just don't have to be that way.
Actually,
you really don't. Now, oh God.
Also, if you're going to incinerate people, you want it to be a lot hotter than 350. That's just going to roast a person. You think that Hitler, in his mandate of efficiency, was like, yeah, let's burn the Jews to ashes in a 350 oven. Crank it up!
And I forget, these pans get hot.
I mean, if you're up 21 to nothing, and you haven't trailed me, what are you doing?
Strainer in the sink.
Yeah.
Hold it. Well, get that out of there.
What are you going to do?
Get whatever. I'm going to strain these.
You're going to burn me.
You're gonna facial from it. Aaron James.
They don't even have a vent hood. That's crazy. I just realized that.
Aaron James gifted 1 Keanu Thompson membership. Thank you so much, Aaron James.
If you don't like sweet potatoes, you're insane. Smell them. They smell so good.
But we got to get them going.
Oh, God, that's hot. Hold on.
Yeah, shit.
Why are you doing a cooking show? You can't cook.
Don't smell set the people. Hot thing on the wires, for Christ's sake.
Smell those people.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh, they do smell good. Ooh, and a facial.
Same joke twice.
Thank you, Aaron James.
Normally she bends lower for a...
No.
Chef.
What?
It's crazy and wild here.
Everything takes so long.
Idiots. All right. Also, don't smoke in the kitchen if you're cooking for people. Now.
Bob Levy says, Gino ain't got no turkey.
That's true. That's true. Bob Levy sent me a very nice text earlier. It was mean to everybody else, but it was very nice to me. And I'll keep it private, Bob. I won't say a word about how you trashed everybody.
Right then, I'm strolling down the lane when some bloke goes, all right, governor, fancy a cuppa? And I'm thinking, oi, mate, you having a laugh? But I say cheers anyway, innit? He rambles on about it.
Oi, the other day, I'm walking down the lane. I see a bloke. He comes up to me. He's like, oi, you taking a piss? I'm like, yeah. The other day, I met another lady. She comes up to me. She says, I remind her of a son. I said, bug off, you old bitch. I'm just having a laugh. Innit? Cheerio. Where's me bucket? I don't know why he's looking for a bucket.
Just us here.
It's not people, it's us.
It's not people, it's us. Thank you, Aaron James. You're too kind to us. Hi, backhand. Oh, off to a banging start. I'm a Guinevere. Yay. Yay, yay, yay. Okay. Now, I got those going because sweet potatoes seem to even take longer to cook than regular potatoes, all right? Now, sweet potatoes.
I wonder why that is, chef.
I'm going to set these in the pot off to the side. Here we go. Get that me. But now what do we have to do?
You tell us, chef.
What we're going to do, we're going to take our trusty pan that first John got for us, and we're going to make what the sweet potatoes get all ooey gooey in, which is brown sugar. A shit ton.
Oh, boy. Fingers crossed on this. Everybody's hoping for what I'm hoping for right here, right? Fingers crossed. Come on.
A ton of brown sugar. And you get it going with, in my brain. And again, I did not look up a recipe. I'm going to put brown sugar. No.
You want to use that knife?
I want to use my hand.
You want to break one of your fingernails?
Well, okay. Excuse me.
Why you got it.
Yeah, I did.
She just poked it with her nails. Ah! Tax happy turkey. Huh? Mr. P, are you drinking?
See that? About this much. Listen, it's Keeksgiving. We're not working for health here. I have that much brown sugar in a pan, and we're going to put it over heat
Hey, Carter's kids, no spoiler alerts. I haven't seen this. Okay, so just shut the fuck up.
Add as much heavy cream as we need to go. So I'm going to go ahead and start with it like this. While I'm doing that, Chef.
Okay, fingers crossed again. Fingers crossed again here. The more she doesn't pay attention to what she's doing, the more chances we get for big, big laughs.
Yes, Jeff.
You could. We rinsed the vegetables.
Okay.
God damn it.
But you could start getting the rosemary and sage chopped up.
Oh, how do I do that, Chef?
Well, if you're chopping up rosemary, you got to take it off the stick first. So why don't you just take those rosemaries and put them...
Take those rosemaries...
In one of these, just take them off the stick. Like this.
Let
me show them too.
Yes.
Rosemary. It's very important for your stuffing. You go like this, top of the
rosemary.
Yes.
I have a bloody nose. Mate, we all have noses in it.
Take it like that, and you want to just go all the way down. And it, all of the little stems come off like that.
They can't see. They can't see at all.
Well, hold it there then. I didn't want to. get it in.
Why don't you put them?
See? Now you just have this.
Of course, some fell on the floor.
Stick. Garbage floor.
What? Look, man, how much of the stuff she throws on the floor? I get it. Garbage floor is a very funny bit. How much goes under the stove and under the fridge and, like, why? Why? Put a trash can next to the counter. Put a big bowl there for scraps.
Okay, there we go. See? So you just got to drag down. Just don't get the stick. So do that to like two or three of them at least. Here we have brown sugar and a shit ton of brown sugar and your heavy cream in this pan. Now we're gonna put it on. Let's call it medium heat for right now. Shake it up and whisk it all together for a minute. It's already fucking delicious. We're caramelizing. We are caramelizing the brown sugar. And we're going to dump it into the sweet potato.
Yeah.
Yes. It's already delicious.
My head hurts.
And now.
Brown sugar. How come you taste so good? Yeah. Woo. Woo. I mean,
there's your rosemary. That is for the next thing we're going to attempt. Not attempt. We know how to make it. We are good over here. We know how. We know what to do. Is it 6 cups of sugar? It may be. It may be 6 cups of sugar. Listen, I'm Italian. I eyeball it. It's that much brown sugar. And this many sweet potatoes.
Nowhere near 6 cups, stupid.
Right?
Yes.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal. Ow.
It's funny. Stick with Gino. You will be a ragtime gal because all you'll have is rags. Get it? Detroit, watching this while cooking is like watching Hoarders while cleaning. I feel superior. You should.
Well, I mean, if you want to chop it up.
This is a good point, too. Is Gino's shirt too long or am I crazy? You're not crazy.
Chop it up.
Here. Take your little this little one.
Kramer voice. You're not crazy.
Snoopy.
Chop up the sage. And
how useless is this Snoopy cutting board? What a useless cutting board. The good news is it's really hard to store. The bad news is there's no surface area. Like what? My Snoopy cutting board.
While you're at it, you could do the rosemary, too. About that much. You could put it right in this. Yeah.
How much sage?
Like I said, about that much. Yeah. Something. I have.
How much stuff just fell on the floor?
Now, something. I have.
Oh, this is like Josh and Mama, but none of it's rage bait. It's just enraging. MMC, you forgot to throw in a Bob, and Bob's your uncle, whatever that means in your British monologue. I'll try next time. The ghost, Mr. P, no, how dare you? I'm in an AA meeting. It's fish in a barrel. That's what they serve at AA meetings now? It used to be coffee and donuts.
This session of Cooking with Gino is brought to you by Cooking with Kiki.
Chopping up this rosemary like this?
Yeah. Like this. Yeah. You just don't want a big piece of rosemary.
She's just grinding all this trash into the ground as she walks all over the floor.
You want to make it sort of fine. I like grain, like nutty bread.
brain nutty bread
in my stuffing, and I mixed it with Italian bread. And I did half. I left it out for what? 24 hours?
The Chargers.
But it wasn't, it's supposed to be stale. You can either do that or, and then I got it the rest of the way crunchy by putting it in the oven on 350 degrees for like 20 minutes. So it's like a cracker.
They have a name for that. It's called a crouton. Write it down.
Because it's going to soak up all of the delicious goodness. Right? Hi, Saint Ranger. Hi, cuties. Hi. Okay. Now. So I like grain bread and a mixture of different bread. So it's all here. It's all, it's in this.
It's all here, people.
Now, our favorite thing. We're going to chop up some onion. Well, it's not our, onion isn't our favorite thing, but we love the chopping.
Garbage. We want the leaf, not the stem, right, Chef?
Onion isn't our favorite thing. Why?
Same thing, yeah. They're herbs. You wanna remove the stem. Wait, is rosemary an herb? A herb? We don't know. Onion. And you're going to need onion for, I think, a couple of things with this. So chop up a whole onion. Bing, 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 bing. Slice in half. Then this way. You want it, you know, fine.
If only there were a way to dice an onion without just going nuts with a knife.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. Gino, yes. Chef, what's your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Bing, just bing, like bing. Every Thanksgiving.
Bing, 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 bing. I don't think Thanksgiving gets enough.
Max Lowe's favorite holiday.
It's my favorite, too. First of all, I'm a Scorpio. It's my birthday month. But also, no, everybody's just so ready for Christmas. They don't give Thanksgiving its due. And
it starts the Christmas season, Chef.
No. Maybe. They know it's not, it shouldn't have anything to do with Christmas.
I think you're just feeling they don't give your birthday its due.
They don't give Thanksgiving its due. No, they
Maybe
don't.
That's a good mix, Chef. Let me know.
It's perfect. These are your herbs and spices for your stuffing. Some people use different things. I'm using rosemary and sage. The sage is probably the most important thing. Chop them up like that.
Those look like huge chunks.
Oh, check on your boiling candied brown sugar.
Well, that's burnt. Medium heat, that brown sugar was back there for like 7 minutes.
This is what this is looking like. Bubble, bubble. Oil in trouble. Oh my god, I could eat it. It's so delicious. Yummy. My
bubble bubble toil in trouble.
My intuition is telling me that I want more brown sugar in there. Okay, we're not going for we don't count calories.
Yeah, what is wrong with her eye? It's a permanent issue. It's not stress related. It's a permanent issue. Her eyes do not open at the same time ever.
More brown sugar in there. Okay, we're not.
It's constant. It's permanent. That was once. Watch it again.
We don't.
Watch it when they open here. It's every time. It's every fucking time. It's a permanent, this is an affliction that she has. Oh, it's Botox. Interesting. So it's just permanently damaged her, like, nerves or muscles?
Calories on Thanksgiving.
When do we count them, Chef?
Never.
When were we
When were you, did I miss something? You're counting them?
Do you count them?
I do when I'm trying to, like...
What are we doing with this pan and this whisk? This is the worst thing I've seen anybody do with a whisk since Dirty Dalish.
Also, this shit is fucking... This shit is lethal. Do not touch it.
What?
The boiling sugar.
It's
with
like napalm, chef.
One time my mom was making these, and she makes the best... Michaeline makes the best sweet potatoes.
Okay? Doubt.
Okay? And I was like, oh, yummy. And I thought, and I was like... It was like hot boiling candy, and it burned my finger, and then I didn't know what to do with my fingers, and I put it in my mouth, and then I was like...
It shouldn't but be it was turning delicious. Me on, right, Chef?
Gina.
She keeps, like, tapping all this stuff off and then putting it back in and stirring it, and then tapping it all off and putting it back in and stirring it.
Chef!
Did you get your whole fist in your mouth when you did it, did you?
Get away from my boiling brown sugar. Brown sugar. All right, I'm going to put this back on. I'm going to add
Remember, the oven's been at 350 this whole time.
More brown sugar and some more heavy cream. Okay? Then we're on medium heat.
So.
You're doing great.
We're all good.
Because, again, we have this many sweet potatoes.
Let's see how the eyes open. Huh? Pretty good that time.
Eyeball it.
That was the weirdest way to carry that pan around. Look at that. Watch this.
Potatoes. Eyeball it.
What is that?
Eyeball it.
Oh, my.
You're supposed to say behind.
This is insane. This is grounds for divorce.
Now, at this point, we've used this much of a bag. Brown sugar. We don't measure here. We have a problem with that. I don't know what to tell you. Nice shirt, Bob. Oh, it's an Anthony shirt.
Yeah.
We said nice shirt, Bob.
Oh, hanging with both this week.
Yeah. Now, we need...
Look, she's shaking this whisk off. How much you want to bet it goes right back in? So what's the point?
Chip, while you're doing that, tell me what you need a minute.
Do you know how many of those goddamn...
Oh, no. She sets it on the counter.
We have so many.
I'm going to take the... You want the tips off the beans, right?
Yes, please. Thank you. Good instinct, Chef. Great instinct.
When we were... me and your brother-in-law Lowe's were growing up... We used to take these...
Thank you, Tommy from Rhode Island. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And thank you for Kiki Snoopy cutting board.
No, not whole. In half.
You probably want like half. Or
burnt gravy
what
with $5.
He has green beans over there.
When we were kids, me and Max Lowe's would take...
Boy, this bird's cooking gave me a pain in the gulliver. What's with the bloke with the rag on his loaf then, I? He's some kind of poofter in it. Sound as a pound, mate.
Sound as a pound, mate.
If Kiki messes this up, just know, and I'll say it again, it's all Kayla's fault. You know the thing about a Kiki? She's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When she comes at you, doesn't seem to be living until she speaks.
Right, brown sugar. Shaw.
Jesus Christ.
Honey, get down here and look at the handprint turkey I made for you.
If you should 103 H.J. Gosser, and you'd have the beans like this, and you would just take the ends off, right? And you'd eat them like this. Oh, my God. Pete. Oh my God. You really taste the pesticides.
Pretty funny. John O'Reilly, let's hope they never open a restaurant. You'd have to order at noon if you want dinner. I want to see her cook something simple like eggs. I want to see how long it takes her to scramble two eggs. That's what I want to see.
Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why. I'm such a baby. Yeah, the Chargers make me cry. Well, there's nothing I can do. I only want a chef with you.
Gina. They've been raped.
I think like this, Chef. Look.
Yeah.
No, so, I think they're, look, like inch, a little over an inch, like that.
Oh, so, yeah. All right.
Or do you want them in half?
No, thirds is fine.
I think thirds.
Third. We're using fresh green beans. Because It elevates it. And I have a secret ingredient. We're not using canned green.
Using fresh ingredients doesn't elevate it. It's just normal.
Beans. I know. You could take the easy way out.
It's not wartime. Stop buying canned green beans.
Just when I'm doing the whole thing where you're like, oh, can of Campbell's soup, and it just slops out. We're not here. Not in Kiki Lou Kitchen.
No.
We're making it from scratch, and I have a secret ingredient. So,
how, you know that the baby voice never turns off. I'd be like, you got to shut up. You got to shut up with the baby voice.
I have a small penis.
Fresh green beans. And while you're doing that, I suppose, let me heat up. We have to get them in a pot of boiling water. So. We're doing great.
Thank you, Chef.
I said weird.
Yes. Well, but obviously.
Pot of boiling water for the green beans.
Yeah, we're just...
Nat, put that on. Don't let the cat breathe.
Bing, bing, bing. Chop, chop, chop. Breath in, breathe out. Bong, bong, bong. Oh, whoops, breathe, breathe. Close one.
And I like more salt than as opposed to less. All right, now.
The human part is the whole body. It's like a circulatory system. It's like a battery. And this is why Big Pharma lied to you. Excuse me, Big Food lied to you.
The whole body is like a circulatory system.
And you need more salt. You need salt, not sugar. Like, I used to think Keanu ate too much salt, but you do need salt. She does eat too much sugar. Sugar is the enemy. Sugar, salt is your friend.
Sugar makes people happy, which is what's in here. Now, it's been brought to a boil. We're still whisking it. I'm going to give this for the sweet potatoes just a little more time, okay? Okay. Boil it till the sugar is dissolved. And your oven, again, is on 350. I'm wondering which one I will put this in. Yeah, I think I'm going to put it in this one.
Yeah, Chef, you put it in
that. I'm going to do it. Who you were.
We'll wait.
Also, thank you, Curtis John, for these fabulous cookware. Okay.
Hero.
Thank you so
much. Sugar makes people happy. Yeah. Maybe you should have tried to sell that on OnlyFans. Tim's totality. So is Chad just never going to stream again then? Not if you guys are going to snipe it. Not if you guys are going to snipe it. If that's how it's going to be, then, no. Ghost Crusaders TV, thank you for the 5 gifted memberships. 43 gifted memberships. Cyberganic, happy Thanksgiving, Big Sauce and NLO people. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We hope you're well.
So much to Stuttering John. Be careful with that axe. Be careful with that axe, Eugene.
Yo, John.
John here. Hi, John.
Hey, John. John, I'm a sous chef.
Julie will get that. I'm a sous everybody chef. Ugh.
That joke makes no sense. Stuttering John is the one suing people. These guys are idiots. They made fun of Nick Riccata for a lawsuit. They didn't understand it was criminal charges. Stuttering John has an active lawsuit against Shuley. And Gino's joke is, get it? Like, Shuley, I'm going to sue everything. What? Like, what? They're actually retarded. We say it a lot, but they're like they're really dumb.
I have a condition. When I was born, the doctor said my penis was inside. So they had to operate on me. When they took it out, it only added to my mother's disappointment. I was born with a micro penis.
We all were. Hello.
Hey, man. I just wanted to call and wish you and everybody that's watching right now a happy Thanksgiving. Gino and fucking Keanu are fucking retarded. And shout out Mr. Pete.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Yes. Goodbye. Thanks. That's how you do it.
That's how you get in and out.
Why is Gino wearing a shirt so big? He should wear a small one like my micro penis. Please stop, please. Stop melting.
Oh, you're,
yeah, we're sorry we've been selling tickets to Hackamania. Hackamania.com, promo code NLO. Michael Ray Bauer will not be there. So I understand if you don't come.
Be careful with that axe, Eugene. That's so good. Oh, we're having fun. Thank you so much.
If they are having fun doing this, and they say they had fun at Villa Roma, I'm starting to doubt they had fun at Villa Roma.
Hi, who else is here? Hi, cuties.
This is fun.
Sugar is fine. Bing, 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 bing. Again, I'm chopping the onions. All right, we need a whole.
And here we are, ladies and gents, in a kitchen filthier than a Weatherspoon's loo on Boxing Day, where our gaggle of half-sozzled numpties are chain-smoking like chimneys in a gale, lobbing turkey bits on the floor as if they're feeding the pigeons down the bloody Thames. Observe, if you've the stomach for it, as these Muppets, proper ne'er-do-wells, faff about like nincompoops.
That was good.
This is all...
That had everything.
Brown sugar and heavy cream. All right, now this is... You want to know what's going to happen? We're going to dump this into our sweet potato. Like that. Whee! Oh, my God. We're living life like it's golden. Aren't we just?
Yes.
Now, these are fabulous.
If anything, these videos will make you never want to eat at their house. That's a fact.
Ooh. Ooh. Eee. Shut up. I'm not. Mix it up. Make sure it's nice and mixed up. Oh. Now. And if you're wondering what the marshmallows are for.
We're not. Everybody's seen sweet potatoes.
They are to go atop this. And then you put the broiler on and it makes it sassy. And
sassy.
Adorable. But this is going to go in the oven now. It doesn't need that long because, again, we boiled the fuck out of the sweet potatoes. But yeah.
They don't have any, like, baking dishes. So they just make it the pan. And again, this is Sunday. So.
But for now, these pans, don't do this with your regular pans. But these pans can go right to the oven.
Because me and our best guy spent so much money on
them. Yes, we did.
Thank you, Curtis John. Best ever.
Thank you, Curtis John. Oh. McGuinevere, be careful with that axe, Eugene.
It's more like peenish rather than a full peen.
Kiel was not very happy with how Gino treated Frankie. Frankie's a Nova Scotian icon up in these parts. Never paid him anything for appearances. Not cool. Is that true? Fab Five Freddy. Gino the bald midget and cross-eyed Keanu. Happy Thanksgiving. Sauce isn't John suing... Shuly. Isn't John? Yes. That's what I said. That's why Gino's joke made no sense. He was making fun of Shuly. He said Shuly sues everyone. And it's like,
Eugene, get the centerpiece on the table. I made it out of cigarette butts and hair.
I'm forever thankful for you and Gino and your friendship, Kiki. Thank you for existing. The Guinevere. I love McGuinevere. Thank you. OG butt rug baby. Thank you so much.
What?
So much.
What's a butt rug baby?
What?
Did you throw her out of the band?
I'm throwing her out of the band. No.
Keanu needs to get her anal glands expressed.
Me favorite part of the turkey is the horn.
They're all in the band. The butt rug babies. Cooking is hard.
You haven't done any yet. Hair up, hair down, hair up, hair
Gene,
down.
Gene, I love this exotic picture. You know where this would be perfect? As a backsplash in the kitchen.
Bing, 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 bing. It's really not hard. It works if you work it. Cooking is fun. It's relaxing. It brings the family together. You know?
Relaxing when it takes you 9 hours to make sweet potatoes.
Back to the onions. Back to the stuffing.
Very good, Chef. Thank you. It's like you're back on the farm. Where's the rest of my onions?
I can't believe Keanu and Gino aren't in the chat defending themselves yet.
That's where the green beans are going. You can put them in there whenever it starts to boil.
Going anywhere, Chef.
We'd like to see what Peanuts character cutting board you have, Melty.
The water that's on the stove. The pot of water that's on the stove. Salted water that's on the stove. More onion. Think, Chef. Yes, you never told me a Thanksgiving memory.
I said, like, I like the later ones more, just because, you know, we
got drunk.
Well, just because when I was younger, I didn't, like, it was just, my life was
fun. Think how awesome your Thanksgiving is going to be after watching this. This is why I saved this for today. No matter who you are, no matter what you're having, no matter what problems are in your life, tomorrow you're going to be with your friends and family. And your Thanksgiving is going to be awesome when you think back on this. They don't have a turkey. not even spam turkey. So, give thanks.
As a child growing up, my life was very easy. You know? Farm,
yes.
Hung out with a... I don't know. Well, we would always go to a... my favorite Thanksgiving was...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with pizza on Thanksgiving, man. You know. Look at Chad, you know.
Imagine these two morons have a child somehow. It's a horrifying thought. Kiki is probably barren from her eating disorder, though. Happy Chodesgiving.
How retarded is Gino's sperm?
When Max Lodge yelled at some guy, some bitter old man, and he stormed out of the house.
Oh. He was a bitter old man.
Wait, what was the reasoning she gave behind them not having a turkey? The reason we don't have a turkey is, what did she say?
Exaggerated.
Was it you?
No. I went after the guy. I'm not after the guy. Like,
was he a family
member? I just said, don't the fucking leave.
Turkeyless Thanksgiving with $5. Turkeyless. It's like being pigless, but it's worse. George, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. P.S. It'll be awesome to see you and Josh Denny together again at Back to the Hack. Yeah. Just Jewel, count all the bald spots on Gino's head. Yeah, why no headband today? Oh, yeah, because in the South we deep fry turkeys. So what's even the use?
My brother said something and the guy was in a shit mood. He said, oh, we don't curse in this house. And he was in a shit mood and he stormed out. And I said, then let him fucking leave. Or something like that. I think that's low. But again, that wasn't it. Like, that's just all right. Every year is great. I always like this time of year. My birthday is Christmas. It's December 29th. And people are always like, didn't you hate having your birthday around Christmas? I'm like, no, I love the whole time of year, starting with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. You ready? The last year my mother was alive. We had Thanksgiving dinner. And then my mother wanted to go look at Christmas lights, so me, her, and Aunt Olga drove around listening to a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I don't care. I now like.
There you go. That is one of my favorite Thanksgiving.
I now.
And to this day, one more part to that. I always start listening. I will not listen to Charlie Brown Christmas till we're driving back from Thanksgiving.
I now love a Charlie Brown Christmas only because we listen to it around Christmas. Always.
That's one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories.
Large floor, catch it.
So, yeah.
I love Thanksgiving. We always had the most raucous, wild.
Just the two of them pacing around on all that trash, just grinding it into their shitty floor.
Old Thanksgivings. It would be a mix of.
Put this in the water, Chef.
Yes.
Gino and Keanu's house is the only house you go over to and they give you shoes to put on. They're like, you're going to want these.
Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes.
Most raucous Thanksgiving, sorry, Chef.
We always had the most raucous Thanksgiving. Everyone was wasted. It would be a combination of mom's friends, dad's friends, pre and post divorce. We always spend all the holidays together. Although now, yes, my we'll all have Christmas together, but Gene and I like the new tradition of going to Max Lodes' house. So my mom and dad will go to my brother Rocco's house.
And then we do Christmas at your place. We do the birthday show in New York, and then we do New Year's at Pete's. Actually, we don't this year because we're at fucking Governor's. And shout out to Hot Water Guy, who's fucking an Eagles fan like I'm a Chargers fan. So he's literally, he just...
I was going in for a kid. He's in such
a shit mood. He's like, someone please start shit. So
you don't take anonymous phone calls. Sorry. Just use your number. Nobody's going to dox you. Ghost Mr. P, Christmas box, P.O. box inbound. You must display it or Mr. P pick. I'm going to burn that Mr. P pick. You watch how you talk to me.
I can ban them. I love you. Why?
I like Max.
When I cleaned this studio out the other day, half of everything in here was just garbage Mr. P sent me. You know? So.
This house, because they do Black Friday.
Yeah.
Which if it were because, you, if it were you, you would do something, say something untoward.
I would
no.
I would do no Black Friday.
Here comes a Black Friday joke. Here comes a racist joke from Gino. He can't let it go. Right?
It doesn't mean it's Friday, where they take all of the leftovers, they roll them into balls, dry, wet, dry, and then they fry them, and it is fabulous. So mom and dad will go
He's
there.
He's thinking.
To Austin this year, and then I'll go there, and then we'll all spend
English Christmas only, Spectre.
Together.
Joey,
but,
look, we all had a bad couple of weeks with football. Joey, fucking Osborne, we've all had bad weeks. We've all got to come together. It's Thanksgiving, God damn it. We're going to be, what's it's like.
You can call all night long, Anonymous. I never take anonymous phone calls. So just use your number. It's fine. John O'Reilly, no turkey. Pigeons are plentiful in NYC. Yeah. Squab. Just Jewel, not Gino's head. Keanu's. She forgot to use her bald spot spray. Oh, no. What? Shut up.
And family, it's like vacation. We're going to be whistling.
No. I'll have to look when she moves around.
Zippity doodah on her assholes. Rich, Joey, focus. Focus. You think I'm happy the Chiefs won? They didn't lead the entire game? And we're all going to lock.
For real, she brags about it? She brags about a spray? What are you talking about?
Sit down.
Holy shit.
Roll locking down, Jacob. Up for focus.
Keep it 100 on the land.
Oh, yeah, they're all over. You're right. It's thin. It's thin, like.
The sea, the sky, pledge allegiance to your team.
You think you're angry. This is my house. This is my home. Where my children, where my cats sleep.
Keep it 100 on the land. Oh, no. The land, the sea, the sky. Why don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's just
want
thin.
To be like Garrett and I.
No one wants to be like Garrett and Andrew.
Like pledge allegiance to your hands, your team, your vibes. Can you just try and do some of the moves? The fate of Ophelia.
They don't set timers for anything, too. How much stuff do you think they burn?
Yeah, where's the right chef?
It's right there.
Ridiculous.
Oh, no. I'll never unsee this now. Why did you do this to me, Just Jewel? Why would you do that to us?
Ridiculous.
Bolt up.
Oh. All right. We're doing the Holy Trinity. You know what that is, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you are familiar with Kiki Lou's studio/kitchen. Keanu.
She thinks mirepoix is the Holy Trinity. And we've been corrected by a chef that that's not true. Tim Bollinger, I'm attempting to smoke a spatchcock turkey on Friday.
I've never done it, but I imagine it will turn out better than whatever these retards are making. Yeah, you'll nail it. You'll nail it. Watch some YouTube videos. It'll be delicious. My advice is to brine it. And then when it gets around 120, start basting it with oil like every 30 minutes. Or butter. And take the skin off. Take the skin off. It'll just get rubbery.
Charlie Brown. Thanksgiving is my favorite because they made Franklin, the only black kid, sit alone on the other side of the table. That's what daddy do.
That's what daddy do.
Cast Kitchen. We're doing onion, carrot, celery. They must be done for the stuffing. Gino's getting into the butter. with the bread. Okay. But what are we doing?
Just Jewel is one of Big Red Mean Girls. Wow.
Yeah, that's what you should call your memberships. Mean Girl.
The green beans are going, so I'm going to start.
Well, they're gone.
Now, the green beans are cooking, but they're going to cook the rest of the way in the oven, and we're using fresh green beans. Also, now that I'm thinking of it, here's my secret ingredient for the green beans, which we're going to have to chop up. We're using. We're going to elevate it. We're going to elevate it. Focus on one thing at once, Kiki. One thing at a time.
I bought some pan cheddar.
Help me. That's prosciutto.
Yeah, that's a spot.
I know. I can't do it. It's
my you weren't doing it right. It came right off.
And we have fresh mushrooms for the green bean casserole.
Oh, my God. Joey.
Look at that. Leave it alone. Here, you want one? Here, boy.
Why?
Yeah.
Now, why wouldn't you put this on something? Look at the table.
Yeah. Chef. That's your job.
This anonymous person has called in like 30 times. You'll get me.
Chef.
That's your job. The Trinity, onion, carrot, and celery. That is what goes into your stuffing, all right? But we're
wrong. Right, Gino?
Wrong.
Working on the green bean casserole. And my secret ingredient this year that I'm just now trying, we're going to crisp up some prosciutto. And this is not your old school green bean casserole, all right? We're not using a can of soup that is meant for a Warhol painting. We are not using canned green beans. We're using fresh green beans. And once they're done in there, Alexa, how much time on that timer? Garbage floor.
Green bean casserole is probably one of the only excuses to ever use canned green beans, actually.
So once they're done in there.
I think, Chef.
Yeah, I think she said 15 seconds.
Boy.
15, 14, 12, what? 11, 2, 1. What? Yes. Thank you. Now, turn that off. Get the green beans. Be careful of the handles on your fabulous pot. And what we're going to do with the green beans, what happens now, you have to strain them and you got to douse them in cold water to stop the cooking process. Okay?
Douse them.
You can do an ice bath if you're feeling sassy, but really it's just cold water. There we go.
I could have done an ice bath, Chef.
Yeah, well, it's really not that necessary. Okay.
Wiping his hands on his pants. Just like a Gino.
Nobody puts Rochi in a corner. In it.
But needs to move out.
In it.
Stop the cooking process. There should be about like this, about halfway done.
Fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Stopping the cooking process. And...
fuck.
We're gonna put them in.
Drunken Donut says it's called chopping that. That's the first
chop. Yeah. Say something shocking.
Shocking.
We're shocking them. Green beans in here. There you go. Okay.
St. Ranger threw us $5, baby. What'd he say?
No, I think I missed a couple.
Hey, babe.
I still have the Charlie Brown Xmas book I got in 1965 when this special first played. I was born on Thanksgiving Day. This year, my B-Day falls on a different day. Oh, Saint Ranger, that's sweet. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. It really is. Always a raucous time. Always a drunken
time. Mr. P, I'm going to steal from my neighbors and blame Chad.
Time. Always like you. It's the reality show.
St. Ranger, his birthday falls on Thanksgiving whenever there's a Friday the 13th in November. I listen, St. Ranger.
When was I born?
You were born Friday the 13th in November.
1992. I'm a Friday the 13th baby.
I was born on a Sunday at 8:27 in the morning. Well, aren't you cool? Yeah, I couldn't wait to get out.
Careful with that axe, Eugene. You couldn't wait to get out. They sliced me out.
My niece and nephew as well.
Here's what we're doing for the green beans. Here you go, Eugene. You could eat that part.
You better.
Cut that pot out. Thank you for that, St. Ranger. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Love him. Thank you for our gifts. You're just the best to us. In Hot Water Guy. Yay. I feel better now. Fuck the Cowboys. Fuck Shuley. Fuck Shuley. Cowboys. No, don't fuck the Cowboys. I love them.
Rich are in Hot. It's a rip.
Understood.
I was trying to do a nice toast and you're doing that.
Would you? Come on back. We love the Cowboys. Well, we love their cheerleaders.
Rich, who does all of our editing, hates the Cowboys.
Oh,
I'm trying
no.
to do a toast to Rich and you're doing them. That faggoty cowboy dance.
They're not the Vikings.
Well,
don't say
your words.
I'm looking on screen. I was.
Thank you for all the editing, Rich.
Thank you.
I'm sorry my wife is singing cowboy stuff. Should know
that.
In defense of my wife, the cheerleaders could have beat the Eagles.
No, is this true? Borgata had a murder-suicide today. AC is going to rock. Is that true? Oh, boy, I got to go look this up. Borgata, murder-suicide. Murder-death-kill. Murder, death, kill. Ooh. ...22-second news story.
The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office is investigating a brutal crime scene at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Authorities say a man and a woman from New York were found dead inside of a hotel room Sunday night. An autopsy determined that the 36-year-old woman died from a broken neck. The 68-year-old man died from self-inflicted stab wounds. Both deaths remain under investigation.
Mr. P... A naughty, naughty. You bad boy.
Second half. To quote Midnight Run, they could have walked. I'm probably getting aggravated again. Sorry, Rich.
For Rich, fuck the Cowboys, but we do love their cheerleaders, and we love their 400% raise. But fuck them, the players. The cheerleaders should play the game. Garbage floor. Don't slip on those, Eugene. We love you. Cheers to you for doing such great work. You're best clip guy in the business, really. You're too kind to us, and we love you. You've been thunderstruck. Aww. Okay. Now, in a pan, this is what we got to do. I'm going to put these back in. Okay, I'm going to do this. Get some butter, olive oil. And then we're going to make a roux with some flour.
Okay.
I'm telling them. Olive oil.
Maybe it was a dry run for Pulper Fest.
Sweat the onion. Olive oil.
By the way, if you guys are around New Year's Eve, me and Keanu, Governor's Bohemian, New York, if you're around 2 days before that, 3 days before that, December 28th,
Rodney's, many onions.
So many fucking comedians.
drinking with us.
This many onions for your roux, for your green beans, and also we're going to get this, we're going to chop up, choppy chop.
You don't need any onions for a roux. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Choppy chop, which pancetta is not, I mean, this is not pancetta. This is prosciutto. This is not easy to chop, but it doesn't matter. We're just going to crisp it up with some onions and some olive oil and then make it into our roux for our homemade non-canned green bean. Fuck me.
What'd you forget?
The crispy onions.
Oh, no.
The crisp actual onions?
Can you know how?
No.
Can you know how? Mr. P wants that room. Yeah. I'm sure you can have it. Can I have the murder room, please?
I know how. All right, we're going to have to make it. That was the one thing that was going to be store-bought. I guess we're going to have to do it from scratch, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't make those crispy onions from scratch. I mean, you can. You can't. That's like the most important thing on a green bean casserole. They're going to have soggy, like, they're going to, she's going to try to, like, basically she's going to have, like, caramelized onions on top is what she's going to have.
Damn.
You need a deep fryer for that, really.
Here's your pancetta. That is our secret ingredient for our green bean casserole. Put it in there. It'll crisp up. Here's your green beans. They've been bland. They're just chilling over there. Okay? So you got your onions and you're crisping your pancetta. All right? On some olive oil. And maybe let's just do a little to-do of butter. Okay? No, a little to-do of butter. Like this. Get this garbage pork. Here we go. Like that much. Get it going.
Come on.
Get them all going.
Come on, girls. I mean,
now leave that until the pancetta is crisp. And again, we still have a whole reserve of onions here because we need them for other things. And
onion reserve. Onion reserve.
We have.
Hello.
Hello. I have a question for Slow Wife.
Yes.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yes, not bad.
Our mushrooms. These are pre-sliced, but we could slice them up. Just a rough chop on them a little bit. That's fine. They don't need to be like completely whole. Like that. Like that. Okay? Okay.
Not to be confused with Kayla Ricada, who's a complete whole. What? Oh, we
I don't think that her life is very...
Jesus Christ.
Complete. Her life sucks. Alexa.
Yeah, their life sucks. I bet they have a turkey. Hey, right. Nick, do you have a turkey?
Now. This is the fastest all of these sides have ever been made, I believe. Choppy, choppy. Oh, let's check on our, we gotta check on our sweet potatoes. Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Help.
What do you need, Chef?
Nothing. Oh, these babies are going.
You want me to do a little flippy flip with them, Chef? Come on, let me do a flippy flip.
Flippy
yeah,
flip.
We're going to have to take them out in a second. Yeah. You're going to flip them, all right?
But you want me to do a little flippy flip.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Open shop.
Pretty good. Yay. Now, actually, what we're going to do,
we have four of these, and we keep using the one that I burned.
I know.
It's hilarious.
You can't, you really can't, you can't overcook them. They're supposed to be mushy.
All right.
They're not supposed to be tender.
Are we candying our yams? Let that go.
They're candy. We're candying our yams. Hello, my baby. Here's the pancetta. Here's the onions. Okay. Pancetta's getting crispy.
Right. 14-6, chilling, you ain't
While
kidding.
We're doing that, let's get the rest of our shit going for our Holy Trinity, for our, whatchamacallit, bing, 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 our stuffing, bing, 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 bing.
You need to do anything, Chef.
I need you, bing, bing, now that you say it, bing, bing,
ding, ding, ding. I need you to take those weird cubes that make chicken stock.
Yes.
And put some super hot water on.
Take those weird cubes that make the chicken stock. Bouillon? By the way, imagine just not buying chicken stock.
In like two of them.
Okay.
Better than bouillon.
And use that. A saucer of water. Thanks. Actually, use four of them.
Four cubes.
Bing.
Well, first, am I boiling the water first, Chef?
You can, yeah. How much? You could just put.
Tell me what to do. Not a pan, not two, maybe four.
I don't know how to measure.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Put four in there and fill that halfway.
Thank you, Chef.
You're welcome.
Oh, Jesus.
When your sous chef sasses you.
Well, you didn't tell me what to do, Chef. You literally, and am I heating this, Chef?
Yeah, you're heating it up. All right?
That's kind of new.
Calm down. Four cubes,
Chef.
What?
It wasn't on
camera. Four of them, please.
It wasn't on camera.
It was on camera.
Oh, you took the camera on
it,
Chef.
Yes, four of them, please.
Okay, Chef.
And then break them up in there.
Why? They dissolve, Chef.
Okay. Normally, I would use regular chicken stock, but I think for a different cooking with Kiki, I don't know what the hell or why I bought them, but I didn't want to waste them. I am not.
Gino thought it was boxed wine.
Not a fan of the bouillon chicken stock cubes.
My chef.
MSG.
There's no MSG in these, Chef. You told me that.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I just don't like them. I don't like them. Careful with the handle, though.
I'll be on the side and say, me and Rich, you know, what a guy was saying, we don't like bouillon cubes either.
Fuck the cowboy.
I hate those bouillon. Bouillon cubes. You meant bouillon cubes?
Look at this. Look at this fucking pancetta smoke, or sorry, what is it?
What are you talking about, Chef?
I meant bouillon cubes, am I right?
Get out.
Look at the burners are just going in the background. The whole prosciutto pan is smoking.
Here's your crisp pancetta.
It's not pancetta. Pancetta is actually what you should have got and used for this. But you bought prosciutto. So you got the wrong thing, actually.
Sorry. Prosciutto. I've lost my fucking mind. I was looking for pancetta, couldn't find it at the store. You could do the same fun thing with prosciutto. It's crisp in there. So now what we're going to do is we're going to make our roux. Turn the heat down a little bit. A little more olive oil.
Yeah, right there. I'm sorry.
A little more olive oil.
They got plenty. I ordered more. Like
they didn't have pancetta, so I got some Oscar Mayer bologna.
And
that's got olive oil.
Daddy fat sack.
That a bat sex took a bath on
eagles.
If I got any, I bet $25
fake dollars.
Pancetta would have been way better. Come on.
Butter. Can you give me some flour, please,
yes,
Chef? Sure. Just sit it there so I remember. Thank you.
Of course.
The cubes are cubing. They're getting going. And we're gonna do a bit of flour. We're making a roux. We're waiting for the chicken stock, but it'll be done in a second. A little bit of flour. Now, rinse this, Chef, so you don't have to see. Thank you. Now.
I was just about to say that, chicken boy. I was going, if you want to really do it right, get bacon lardons.
You'll pan shit of your pants eating that food. Am I right, folks?
Just chill. There's going to be a Borgata in that apartment. Goes to Mr. P. Anybody want to fight some ghost in AC? He's determined to get kicked out this year.
No.
This is kicked off.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really
think that. I can do it.
I mean, it takes a little. We're making a roux, okay? There's flour, a bit of flour. You got to just feel it out. Flour, pancetta, crisped up onion, and olive oil in there, okay?
This is not the proper.
Thank you. Whisk it in. Whisk it on in. Making a roux. We're making a roux. Now, Chef, could you please remove the sweet potato?
Yes.
And get something to set that. Well, you don't really actually need to do that. Just get them out. Show them the sweet potatoes. All right.
We're going to melt our laminate countertop.
Bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. Now, bing, bing, marshmallows. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you. Bing. Why not?
She bought the big full-size marshmallows for this?
Again, we're not counting calories here, ladies and gentlemen.
Small ones, you get to sprinkle them.
Right.
Well,
no, I think
this is more fun.
Yeah, it'll be a bigger... I was wrong. These are better. Back in?
I was wrong. What we're doing is right.
We're putting them back in. We're turning the oven to... What, ladies and gentlemen? We're turning it to broil. Broil. To crisp on top. When do you use broil? You know?
The crisp on top,
Chef. Right, Chef. Royal. Hi. No more than... Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes, please. And then that'll make them like a toasty, toasty marshmallow on top.
I doubt it.
Might burn the house down, but that'll be okay. Now, here's our mushrooms. Remember these? These also can go into your room here, which we're going to need a little more. Here is our chicken stock getting going. Crush these up a little bit with some mint. Reed, I think we got a super cabinet.
The cabinet doors beneath the counters are crooked. Yeah, the cabinet doors match the drapes.
Nice yellow one. $10 boy from a State Ranger. Hold on. Let me do it proper. Sorry, State Ranger. Jesus Christ. There it is. Gina, you remembered my Friday the 13th association with Thanksgiving Day. I thought that was really cool. Sent an extra $5 for a future treat. Really appreciated that, Gino. Thank you.
Sent an extra $5 for a future treat. Aw, man. How come you guys never throw in an extra $5 for a future treat? You always give me $5 for a now treat. Nobody ever gives me $5 for a future treat. Aw, man. Send an extra $5 for a future treat.
It's easy to appreciate that, St. Ranger, because you and your wife really do appreciate me hanging out with my big brother. So I can't thank you too enough for that, but you're very welcome. But I did think that was neat. Plus, you're a Scorpio.
Future treat. Future treat, it's future treaty. Gow.
Crazy. Wait, no, maybe he's not. Scorpio, yeah. Scorpio goes.
No, Thanksgiving Day, so no, he would not be. I think he would be a.
I'll tell you what he is. He's a Sagittarius.
No.
Yes,
a Sagittarius.
I know he is.
Okay, yeah.
December 7th.
Saint Ranger with $5 future dollars.
You're a Sagittarius.
We already have future treat with $5.
We ran out of Parmesan, so instead I just gave my cooch a good scratch over the casserole.
Ah! It's Thanksgiving. Gross.
There it is, right, St. Ranger?
That's our roux. Flour, butter, olive oil, the pancetta, the onion, okay? We're going to put some chicken stock in there. Get it going.
This is
how you're replacing that weird can of glob from the Campbell's thing, okay?
Yes, weird can of glob, Campbell's. EK Legend in the hizzy. Did I miss somebody?
EK Legend.
Oh, hold on, I'm just...
A little bit of chicken stock now. All right, get it going. There it goes. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Double, double.
Oh, we also... Michael Gavin.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got cum in my tummy. And
Lee. Keanu, how did you and Gino get sucked into the Dabbleverse, a.k.a. the Dumbverse? Is Scarlett...
Thank you, Clifford. Just treat it up for $5. Don't forget, Clifford is our EP today. And we couldn't do this show without him. Happy Thanksgiving, Clifford.
And Matt. become Dabbleverse characters due to their behavior. No one chooses to be in it. They just
chooses you.
But I've come to embrace it. I think I'm the new lolcow, whatever that is.
I'm a treat from the future. Way!
Yeah, Keanu's a villain. I'm a lolcow. It's fun. EK Legend, I don't mean to brag, but I've been told that my...
Gave you $5 extra to get a future treat. The fuck does that even mean? What does it mean?
Sausage stuffing is superlative. Just ask any girl I've been with. Hashtag legend facts. These are the facts. And they're undisputable.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. A little chicken stock there. Okay. Yummy.
Fire.
A little more butter in there. In this kitchen, we cook with our feelings.
Here's an extra $5 for a future treat. It's called my cooter.
On the fucking chest. It is a 9,000 degrees.
Future treat. What the fuck? I'm gonna die.
A little more chicken stock. Get it going.
A little more chicken now, stock in my life.
This is what's replacing. So again, onion, pancetta, that's our secret ingredient. The green beans, which you've already cooked and blanched, and the mushrooms and your butter and your flour and your...
That looks like a roux. It looks like you ruined it.
Seasonings, which is salt, and your chicken stock.
She thinks that's a roux? The fuck is going on?
That replaces the canned soup. There you go. Get it going. It's all good. Oh, yummy, 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 yummy. Turn the back one off. Thank you, Gino. Thank you, Chef.
I'm not even kidding. Cream of mushroom soup would have been better.
Yeah. But we're going to do it. We got a taste test here. Delicious. Yummy, yummy.
An OnlyFans butthole makes you my wife.
That's going right into your green beans, right into the pan. Like this. Woo! Get all of the yummy goodness, all of the yumminess of it. Mix it all up. Mixy, 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 mixy. And I will figure out a way to crisp up some onions and put them on it. But for now, this is going. Mix it into your green beans.
Don't experiment with green bean casserole on Thanksgiving.
Mixy, mixy, mixy. Mixy, mixy, mixy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Mixy, mixy, mixy. Look at that, Gene. Look at that, Chef. Doesn't that look much better than your canned?
Yes, Chef. Show that.
Wrong.
Now, that's going right in the oven. Now, doesn't that look more fabulous than your shitty... canned soup thing. Didn't take that much either. And we added a secret ingredient. Into the oven. Turn the broil off. Put it back.
Why does she swing her pans like Paul Bunyan? Every time she turns around with a pan, she throws it over her shoulder like a bindle. Maybe she's practicing for being homeless.
And we added a secret ingredient. Into the oven. Turn the broil off. Didn't take that much either. And we added a secret ingredient. Into the oven. Thing. Didn't take that much either. And we added a secret ingredient. Into the oven. Turn the broil off.
Thanks to Marianne for a future treat. Her roux is giving me heart palpitations. Some people should stay out of the kitchen. Ricky Bev says, can I get a half a treat? Wherever is good for you.
I'm a dummy, dummy, dummy. There are pics in my bunghole, and the pics are out for free.
I'm glad you brought it up, Ricky Bev, because I've got a $25 gift certificate for In-N-Out that it's been burning a hole in my wallet.
Back on $350. Hang on 1 second.
This is embarrassing. 21-0 Rams.
Gee. I thought the Chargers were playing
it. You know, trust me, baby.
Thank you, Alexa. Now, look at that. Look at that. Okay. Now, that's absolutely fabulous.
I mean, they're burnt on top, and then the rest of them aren't, like, even fully melted.
It is.
I don't know about this.
Now, Look at that.
Does your oven only work on one side? What's going on?
Nick left a future treat on my wife's chest. He just didn't know it my special treat.
Bollocks Yanks, making fun of our nosh. These two skints cook rubbish. Ugh. I wouldn't be a Wally and eat this. Get me some bangers and mash. Let's get pissed.
Look at that. Okay, now that's absolutely fabulous.
It is.
Setting this aside. Putting the oven, don't forget to turn it off broil, okay? Saved back at 350. Safe. All right. Put your green beans in there.
I literally touched the handle.
I'm sorry.
So they're cooking everything in frying pans instead of dishes. And then, again, this is Sunday night. So, like, do they just put all these frying pans in the fridge? Or, like, even if you were pre-making it, you could, like, make it in a Pyrex that has a lid or something.
Your fault, chef.
Perfect. You can save them. Alexa, stop. Ah. Fabulous. Can I have a sip of that?
Yeah, Ricky Bev, we need Rochi Noir. Exactly.
Come now, me boy. Here's a positively resplendent Fiverr note. Scoot along to the shop and procure yourself a decadent goodie, the sort of treat that would make even the Queen's corgis flip a flap.
This is, Bonin is one of the OG super tip whisperers.
Whiskey, please. But I need to comb.
I hope you're doing well, Bone, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your pizza.
My nerves. Thank you. Who sent us this?
Smartass Owls.
Thank you, Smartass Owls. Love you all. Aww. Thank you so much. Look how sassy that looks, Dino.
Yes, chef.
Doesn't it?
I can't believe it.
Are you hurt?
No.
No.
No, it's fine.
Chef.
He keeps burning himself.
That's called a kitchen wound.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It is not your fault.
You should have been paying attention.
I love.
Yummy, yummy. Oh, no. Does it hurt?
No. Not. It doesn't feel good.
Do you want me to pour this on it?
No, chef.
Do you want me to pour it into my mouth?
No.
Well, you say yes.
Yes.
All right. Now.
Now we got it.
Assholes and Cigarettes. The Keanu C. Thompson story.
What we got to get going is, you can use the same thing. I'm going to put the onions, the celery, the Holy Trinity into this pan, all right? We're going to sweat it all together. Okay?
Clean pans are for fat.
Get it all in there. Again, once around the pan with some olive oil, you could do some butter. We're going to do the same thing with the chicken stock.
Remember, this pan had roux in it, so that's going to burn.
We're going to get the carrots in there. And we're going to make the roux. Get it on in there. I'm so sorry.
It's fine, chef.
Can I kiss your hand?
It's fine. By the way, it's fine. It's just I'm being very precautionary. Have it. No, the gray ones play her.
It's baby. Not be here. It's be.
Her hair looks like Snap-on Lego hair. It looks like straight up black people hair. Like it looks matted down. No offense.
Careful with that pan, Eugene.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
No, baby, it's not your fault.
Well, not for nothing. The sweet potatoes look fabulous. Ugh. But that's the thing with these. If you have these fancy, you know, like professional grade kitchen pans, you got to remember you got to use a, that go from the stove to the oven, you got to use a oven mitt. So there you go. Yum.
Sling it over your shoulder like a bag.
Yummy, yummy. Gonna be delicious.
Why does she hold everything like that? It's so weird.
That's why it's always good to keep some liquid aloe around. Let's put some liquid aloe on.
Well, liquid aloe on it.
Look at that. Oh, let me just rub.
The thing you should do right away, stupid, is run it under cold water. But I know you're dumb.
What?
Hey, babe. Are you feeling better?
It's
okay. Okay, good. Onions and so now I just grabbed the pan without it wasn't that hot yet. Onions and celery are getting going. Getting to know each other and they're sweating, okay? And we need some olive oil, a little more olive oil, a little bit of butter. We're not counting calories here.
Well, olive oil is very good for you. Not that you don't know.
Salt them up, season all the way through. Why not a little dash of oregano? I don't give a fuck. All right, here we go. Bing, bing, bing. A little bit of butter.
It's weird.
We're halfway through this, and we're going to wrap it up soon. I can't. I'll speed it up so we can get as far as we can, but I got to go tend to a brisket. I hope you can take them sped up.
A plastic handle, our 3 times ago. Yeah, the plastic handle would melt it, Russ.
But it's because you can put...
And I will urinate on a Drunken Donuts. Thank you so much. This time on purpose.
What? You can put it straight from the pan into the pan straight into the oven.
Yes.
Thing. All right. We're getting our bread. Remember that crunchy old... Well, it's not... You leave it out for a day. But I left it out for only one day, and it wasn't quite to my liking of crispness. Again, I like to use grain bread, and I used an Italian loaf of bread. So I put it in the oven for like 30 minutes, and it made it like that. There it is. Right there.
Well, she said grain bread this time. Before, she said brain bread, and I was like, what?
Right there. Then all the shit goes on top of it, and then we call it a day. And remember our herbs, our sage, and our thyme? That can go in here, too. Put it on in. You might not need as much as we even use, so be gentle. They're serious. But that going, we need a carrot. How are we feeling? Hi.
So she's making mirepoix, and she hasn't even chopped up the carrots yet. But the celery and onion's already on. I mean, she's retarded.
Yay. It's all the sides. This is the quickest anybody's made Thanksgiving, except there is...
This is the quickest anyone's made Thanksgiving. Is that water or galaxy gas?
We're not making a turkey. The only way to eat a turkey is to fry it. And I stand by that. Lord. Okay. Gene?
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm sorry. You're...
Whippets.
I'm fine. Yeah, what's up?
Can you please slice up an onion into like little thin, like, can you try and julienne it?
Yeah. He's got this.
Yeah.
Like little strings? If you could, and that probably is not so hot, so we could put it somewhere else if you want it.
Where would you like to put it?
Anywhere. It doesn't matter. We could put it, how about we put it on this chair? There you go. And then you can have that thing. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chef. All right. We're looking at the green beans. We're checking on those. Again. Look how sassy and freaking delicious that looks. Okay. Back into the oven, give it a little bit of a mix. Mixy, mixy, mixy.
Well, Stephanie, thank you for the $5 Venmo for a future treat.
Put it back in. Make sure everything's tender. That's all that we're doing. All right? These are getting going together. We're still doing the Holy Trinity for the stuffing in here. We haven't added our roux yet. Sage, thyme, carrot, onion.
Is this enough of an onion?
Yeah, plenty, yeah. Carrot, we need some carrot in there. Carrot, bing, 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 bing. Carrots. We washed them, of course. I mean, Gino does not like anything peeled in this house, so we don't peel anything. I peel the sweet potatoes. Bing, 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 bing. Aw. Let's see here. Thank you again, Michael Gavinelli. EK Legend.
Hold on. KB Rage Quit when you mentioned Bob Levy. Is the show still up? That'd be a fun way to end. That would be a fun way to end. He takes everything down right away, though, right? Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
I mean, to brag on my... Did you read this already? Do you know? Yes, my sausage. You know what? I do like to put sausage in stuffing. I didn't think of it this time, but I have done it before. He read that, right?
Yes.
He did, didn't he? Or you read it. Thank you.
Roo in your butt all over everybody's screen. Bing, 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 bing. Life is all a stream.
Roo, 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 your butt.
Julianne, but it's even better. You made him look like the little
onion. So hold tight for that. Just orifill. All right, this is going. It already smells good. We're going to add some chicken stock into this and some flour, a little chicken stock at a time. You can take me. Can I have a bowl, please?
That was you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Doug. Hope you're well.
Take this, fill it with some olive oil, maybe just like a quarter of the way through. And then we're going to.
Olive oil, Chef? So, what are we doing?
I'm just filling it a quarter of the way through. We're going to fry up some onions, some flour.
I don't know what you mean, like fill it up a quarter of the way?
I mean, a quarter of the way, with a half of your thumb. That's probably enough. Definitely. Now you can coat them in a little bit of
another $10 Venmo from the ghost of Mr. P. Thank you. Have a good holiday, ghost of Mr. P.
Flour, and then when that's like hot, you can put them.
What's gonna make it stick to the flour, Chef?
Try not to hurt yourself.
Dry. So you could probably just put them in a little bit of flour. Right. They're already wet. So
give me a
bowl of
flour.
And we're putting what?
I don't know where the flour, Chef. Why are you doing it?
I don't even think I
the oil. It's over there.
What? You don't talk to me like that in my kitchen.
Oh, hold on. I think Rocco sent me a clip. Oh no. Oh no. All right. How do I get this? Oh boy. Rocco sent a clip of. It's on Reddit that KB rage quit after, like, really? Like, what? Why, Kevin? What's wrong? Is this his first Thanksgiving without his wife? Copy. Paste. All right. This is how we're going to end today. I can't watch any more of their cooking. I can't. And I really didn't feel like doing a show, but you guys have cheered me the fuck up. This was a future treat. Okay, hold on. The description says KB. Oh, hold on. Bonk. KB rage quits his show after seeing Bob Levy rather watch Patrick Melton than him. KB was live with 350 watching NLO had 800. I don't think, is that true? That's insane. Bob, holy shit. If this is true. Here we go. Oh no.
It's crazy and wild here.
Everything takes so long.
Idiots. All right.
Also, there's a guy who does 6-hour shows about Steel Toe or Michael Ray Bauer. But he's complaining about them taking long. Holy shit.
Don't smoke in the kitchen if you're cooking for people. Now.
Bob Levy says, Gino ain't got no turkey.
Bob's watching a... Bob wants to be on my show, and he's watching Melton as we speak. Holy fuck.
So are you.
You can't make this up. Bob wants to be back on my show. He's watching this. I can't even do it. What's happening? It's so crazy.
But you were watching it too. You'd rather watch Melton than do your show. Do you not see the irony, Kevin?
It's crazy and wild here.
Everything takes so long.
Idiots. All right.
Also, there's a guy who does 6-hour shows about Steel Toe or Michael Ray Bauer. But he's complaining about them taking long. Holy shit.
Don't smoke in the kitchen if you're cooking for people. Now.
Bob Levy says, Gino ain't got no turkey.
Bob's watching a... Bob wants to be on my show, and he's watching Melton as we speak. Holy fuck. You can't make this up. Bob wants to be back on my show. He's watching this. I can't even do it. What's happening? It's so crazy. No!
making them feel.
Wow. Wow. What's happening? I'll see you in AC, Kevin. Holy shit. Holy shit. What a bitch. What's happening to everyone? I thought we were all having fun. I thought this was a fun community. Cigarette Jones, thank you for becoming a new member. Thank you for that, Rocco. That was fucking amazing. Sabra Cadabra Blue Oyster, member for 22 months. Happy Thanksgiving, Patrick. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. EFS, look at this one. EFS, 10 gifted memberships. This is special. This is special. Thank you very much. You guys are the best. I really do. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. If you're in another country like Rochi, treat yourself to a sausage roll. What a treat. What a treat. Old school Kevmo reference. Anybody get it? Queefer Stutterland. I'm thankful that most of you didn't coof yourself. We're calling it Borgatting. You've been Borgatted. You've been Borgatted. You've been Borgatted. Saturday night, I think we'll have a show. I think we'll do a show Saturday night to get back at the members. We'll get back at you. And we are only 29 memberships away from 600. Right, Haley? That's what's important. That's what's important. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to get out of here. I do have to go do a little barbecue. Take care of yourselves. Be kind to each other. And don't get sued like me, because it'll hurt.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman.
Oh, wait, we're back. We're back. We had a buzzer beater, and I don't want to leave anybody hanging out in the holidays. Clyde, is it? Cheer up, Fatty Patty. Happy Tea Day. Trans Day. Trans aware. It's the
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. And the way that he baits him will put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called in he treated me like trash. He would abuse and berate me for the sake of some laughs.